is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Number 22, Gordon. That's enough for a Rebel. First down.
Oh, those sounds of football on ScoresBroadcast.com. We celebrate our 21st year being your radio on your phone for high school sports.
Andre Gordon, delayed handoff. It's a sprint draw. Two Bowser, look at him go. Outside right tackle. Oh, he shifts again. Shifts one more time. The elusive pick of man and powers to the end zone. What a touchdown run by Isaiah Bowser.
It's like trying to tackle a truck.
Wow. And you can't get your arms around the truck. No.
Highlights from the last 10 years of our football coverage also include Fort Loramie's long run to the state semifinals in 2018.
We're all ready for the third quarter kickoff as we begin playing the second half. Fort Loramie 14, Convoy Crestview 14. And the boot by Lichtensteiger of Convoy Crestview is down to the 19-yard line. Great return by Mesher. Look at him go. Mesher to the middle of the field. Mesher to the hash mark. He's down the numbers. 30, 20. No one will catch him. No penalty markers down. Mesher's gone.
75 yards.
The Anna Rockets exploded for 14 blowout wins and captured the 2019 state crown.
Brungard fakes the inside handoff. Makes a late pitch over the middle. Look out. It's picked off by Riley Hillscamp at the 30. He's got a lane down the near side. He'll take it to the house. He does. Riley Hillscamp, 30-yard interception return. He jumped the route.
Minster streaked to the regional final in 2024.
Steffi being pursued. He's way back at the 40. He breaks the tackle. Near sideline running. He's got space. 25-20. Look at him go. He romps for a first down all the way to the 10 or 11-yard line. Brogan Steffi pulled a magical act, a Houdini on that play.
Hear those incredible plays game after game.
Caleb Maurer looking middle of the field. Now at the right hash mark. Oh, a leaping spear of a catch at the six-yard line by Fort Loramie. That was the most brilliant catch of the night by Logan Eilerman. Wow, it was very wide. Seemed to be outside his catch radius, but he made it happen.
Fabulous runs are game changers, too.
Look at Holland go. Right tackle. Cuts it back against the grain. 25-20. Holland zipping to the end zone.
Wow.
That may do it. That may do it. Will Holland, a splendid run.
Like a runaway locomotive.
As a CSX flies through Booster Field, sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's only about maybe 30 yards behind us.
First down!
ScoresBroadcast.com, when you're talking about 2,000 games over the course of 20 years, I mean, what an amazing accomplishment, something that our region is extremely proud of. It's the best high school sports play-by-play around.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, it is broadcast number 2,222 here on scoresbroadcast.com, and it's football presentation number 300, and you hear a CSX in the background. That means we're at Anna's football stadium on the Anna High School complex for tonight's big game between Anna and Fort Loramie. It's a delight to be here for the second annual Rockets Redskins clash on the gridiron. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, and we are so happy you have joined us. Last year, Anna won a thriller 34-26. Both teams were highly productive on the ground, running more than 80 rushing plays in that game. Ray Hoying was inserted at tailback for Fort Loramie, you may remember. He was a beast pounding the football that night. Logan Ziegenbusch romped four touchdowns campers of 54 and 55 yards for Anna at quarterback. At Fort Loramie, by the way, is in a similar spot tonight like 1 year ago. The lack of a running game in week one versus Minster last Friday has led to the insertion of greater size at the tailback position once again. A tight end Wyatt Holdhouse, a former running back in previous seasons in the Redskins program, gets the nod this evening in the offensive backfield, just as Ray Hoying got the call last year for this big game. And Hoying was a huge offensive weapon the rest of the year, one season ago for Fort Loramie. That sets the stage, Chuck. Should be a fine game, probably 60 to 70 points between the two teams, and not unlike last year. We expect an offensive show.
I think both teams have a lot of offense. Anna put 60 on the board last week. I know it's not a real good Spencerville team, but 60-60. And Loramie, for a half, played with what I think is a very good Minster team. And in the second half, their offense just sputtered because, you're right, they had no running game. So if they can get the running game going along with that incredible passing game that they had last week, they're going to turn it around.
I like what you said about Minster. They're a dark horse in the Midwest Athletic Conference this year, no question. Fort Loramie's defensive unit must also rise to the occasion. Starting tonight, Minster hogged the ball last week for 25 more plays versus Fort Loramie. You can't win when that happens.
No, and both Team Minster and Anna feature a very, very good running quarterback.
Yep.
So they had a week to look at it last week, and now they've practiced it. They need to really stop the quarterback from running. Ziegenbusch is a good football player.
As Chuck noted, Anna not tested on the road at Spencerville last Friday. The Rockets started numerous possessions on the plus side of the 50, faced only 5 third downs, converted 4, did not punt, completed 7 passes to 7 different receivers. Anna walloped Spencerville, as Chuck mentioned, 60-0. This begs the question, Chuck, will Anna's soft opponent last week and Fort Loramie's formidable foe last week have an impact on how this game gets started tonight? What do you think?
Well, you know, I don't know, because it's so early. If that was sixth or seventh game, maybe Anna would be looking ahead. But no, their plan is to go undefeated. Their plan is to win the MAC.
Yep.
And I don't, for the first time, I think, except for that team that went to the state and won it, this is as good of Anna football team as we've seen.
No question, Anna 10-4 the last 2 years, 5-3 in the Midwest Athletic Conference in those two seasons, knocked out of the playoffs by Coldwater in the regional final in 2024 and 2025. Anna hopes to take a step or two better this year in 2026, that's for sure. Fort Loramie one season ago, 3-4 in the Northwest Conference, or I should say 3-7 on the year, 3-4 in the league, as I noted. That was the first season 1 year ago in Spencer Wells' 9 as the head man at Fort Loramie when the Redskins did not make the playoffs. Both teams returned 16 to 17 starters, but Fort Loramie played numerous freshmen and sophomores last year. Anna will have more varsity experience on the gridiron tonight. However, the Rockets are replacing two key graduates from a year ago, Zeb Plyman and Nolan Wilt. Plyman, an exciting two-way player last season. He was All-Ohio. So, too, was Wilt, who also earned recognition as the MAC Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, boy.
Those two in Ziegenbusch were Anna's three best players in 2025.
Absolutely, and Wilt made it real easy in my job because anytime there was a tackle and you said, who got that, I just said Wilt because you just assumed it was.
He wilted. He wilted everybody's ball carrier.
Oh, he was a monster. They're going to have, that's a tough replacement right there.
He was a tackling machine. Two fine pass combinations will be featured tonight. Tanner Heckman and Tanner Eilerman for Fort Loramie. Logan Ziegenbusch and Tyler Vobel for Anna. Both Heckman and Ziegenbusch can also tuck the football and hustle down the field with their legs. Defensively, Fort Loramie has shifted from a 3-4 to a 4-3. Anna likes to play 5 on the back end, Chuck. They'll come downhill quickly. It's a blitz-heavy unit. And Fort Loramie's offensive line had better protect Heckman. He was not sacked once last week by Minster.
No, the offensive line for Loramie actually did a good job in pass defense. I don't know if it was the line, a combination of the line and the running, but the running game, like we said, just never found its wheels. But when you got Tanner Eilerman and Tanner Heckman, the Tanner boys out there, you're going to score some points.
No question, and we expect probably 7-8 touchdowns between the two clubs here tonight. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, key building components, yes, offense, quarterback play, perhaps the one defense, Chuck, that forces a couple punts will help dictate the outcome of this game.
Well, absolutely.
Key building components which open the doors to success for both Fort Loramie and Anna. And remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Picture perfect night at Anna. Temperatures falling through the 70s, blue skies overhead, light breeze out of the north. Couldn't ask for a better Friday night of football for the second annual meeting between Fort Loramie and Anna. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Oh, a good crowd filing in here at Anna. In fact, a lot of folding chairs and recliners in both corners of the complex. Outside the field of play, up on the top of the little slope, both stands filling in quite nicely. Green across the way. We're on the west side looking east with the sun at our back. Fort Loramie section down below us. Earlier this week, we sat down and talked with Spencer Wells, who is in his ninth year as the head coach of the Fort Loramie Redskins. He highlighted the two Tanners, Tanner Eilerman, and his brilliant TD reception, fighting off three defenders, and Tanner Heckman, the quarterback, who is 9-for-12 for 147 in the first half against Minster.
Tanner Heckman leading the offense, getting us a score in our opening drive. He processed really, really well. It's been a little while since we've been that efficient on offense in game one, especially in the first half. So we scored on three of our first four possessions, and the only one we didn't score on was when we had a penalty that kind of killed it. But, yeah, really happy with how our guys approached it. They played really, really hard. A lot of things that we're going to build on that were positives from that game.
That one touchdown reception, but Tanner down inside the five looked like he was interfered with by maybe two, perhaps even three players. It still went up, caught the ball, shook players off his back, his shoulder, his arm, and fought his way into the end zone. Boy, that's one for the ages.
Yeah, you know, and it's so tough. He draws so much attention that sometimes you force feed the ball to him anyway because he can do special things like that. And it's maybe not the most sound play call, but It is because of who you're getting it to. And there's that saying in football, players over plays. And, yeah, you know, he's going to draw a lot of double coverage. Minster was triple covering him at times. So it's on us to find other things that the defense has to focus on, and that's been a key focus this week.
You have got to put more emphasis on the run game, that's for sure. Any tweaks to the offense with regard to that?
Yeah, we're going to move Wyatt Holthouse. He's been a tight end for us, and we're going to move him to our running back spot. And, you know, really, I think that just goes back to the best offenses that we've had here is when we've had a powerful back. And He's 225 pounds, and he's athletic, and he just gives you a little bit different option. And we still really like Lucas Brandewey there. I mean, Lucas is a physical back in his own right, and he does some things that are unique to his skill set that we will still feature. But, you know, I think Wyatt outweighs him by about 60 pounds. So just getting a big back downhill, when you study our game last year against them, they struggled with that. You know, and so we're hoping that we can get that going again tonight. You know, we've told Wyatt, like Ray, and we showed him the film. Like, you see, we told Ray he gets one cut, and that's what you get, buddy. Like, you're not going to cut back and forth. You can cut one time, but keep your momentum going downhill, lower your pad level, and make them tackle you. So we're really excited about his potential.
Yeah, it was week two last year when Ray Hoying was installed in the offensive backfield versus Anna, and he had a field day that night.
Yeah, it was fun rewatching that game because we do a lot of the same formations, and they run a unique scheme, so just kind of seeing how they lined up against us last year. And, you know, gosh, yeah, he had a whale of a game. I think there was one time in a row on one drive that we let him run it for the ninth straight time, and then he scored. So that, and we remember last year, like, that's something that gets you so much momentum and also gives you a little bit of a break from asking your quarterback to make all the plays. You know, we can take a little bit off of Tanner Heckman. And then it draws eyes into the box. You know, now, okay, can you really afford a double or triple team Eilerman when you have to commit numbers to the box to stop the run? So it becomes a numbers game and something that we'll be looking at as we call plays.
And at the same time, an improved run game will keep Anna's explosive offense off the field. If you can chew up a little bit of the clock, that means less plays for Ziegenbusch and company.
Yes, and that's something that we have to improve on from week one. You know, when you look at the fact that Minster had about 20 more plays than we did, and it was our inability to control the clock, control drives, have an efficient run game. That does so much, not just for your offense, but just controlling the game on your terms and then getting your defense a little bit of a blow. You know, like you said, keeping him off the field might be our best defense. So it goes down to the run game. We really like our offensive line. Just got to continue to gel as a unit and see what we can get up front.
Jack Kramer with Spencer Wells here before tonight's kickoff. Big game, second annual clash ever between Fort Loramie and Anna. Hey, you like your defensive performances from Demange and Brandewey against Minster?
Yeah, you know, Brett's our Mike, and he's not going to be the most physically imposing Mike linebacker that you see throughout the season, but he's got great instincts, and he's not afraid to hit you. He had 17 tackles for us, and our defense is centered around keeping him free, letting him run C-gap to C-gap and make tackles, and he did that. And then on the outside, our outside backers have to force the issue, but then our safeties do a lot of cleanup work, and you saw that with Lucas Brandon. We had 13 tackles. It's been a long time since we've had a safety have that many tackles, and it's not a bad thing. I mean, sometimes in your structure, if a safety's making the tackle, it is a negative. But for us, we have those guys tight to the box. They know that they are run-first players, and they have to make a lot of tackles for us to be an effective defense, and Lucas showed that he can do that.
And in Lucas, you had a field goal, a big three-pointer.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it's been a while.
Two extra points.
Yes.
So you've got a threat on the field to make a 30, 35-yard boot.
Yes, and he's got poise, too. I think a lot of times with kickers in those situations, you know, how do they handle that? But he's as poised as any guy that you're going to coach, and we really, really love Lucas and what he does for our team in a variety of positions.
One season ago, you lost a 34-26 thriller to Anna in the first game ever between the two clubs. It was played at Fort Loramie. You're at Anna Stadium tonight. Anna, very similar team to one season ago. Didn't graduate many off that vaunted club last year. What do you expect from the Rockets Can't let Ziegenbusch beat you. He had, what, 170, 180 yards rushing one season ago against Fort Loramie.
Yeah, you know, and last year he had a 55-yard touchdown run and a 54-yard touchdown run. So, again, we have to limit their explosives. And it doesn't mean that they're not going to get some. Every team does. But I did think that was a positive of our defense last week. We didn't give up a whole lot of explosives to Minster, and I think that's why that game went down to the wire and we had opportunities to beat them. And it'll be the same this week. You know, we have to find a way to create explosives but also limit the ones that they get, because that's what they're built for. I mean, I don't know if they're a ground-and-pound type team, but, man, they can break one at any moment at a variety of positions. So, pursuing the football, making sure that we're not just relying on one guy to make the tackle, that we're all flowing hard to the ball is going to be critical. And then, like you said, tackling lower. We were at the ball last week. We got to get their legs. We took them on way too high throughout the course of that game. And then that makes a 2 yard gain on first down, a 4 or 5 yard gain, which is huge. You know, if you let the stats say, the analytics, if the offense gets 4 yards or more on first down, they got an 80% chance of getting a first down.
Oh, that's a very interesting concept, Chuck. You hold a team to 3 on first and 10. Yes, you've got a much better chance to force a punt a few plays later than if you give up 4 to 5 yards on the opening play from scrimmage.
Well, and the thing about it, if you get 4 or 5 yards on first down now as a play caller, this playbook's wide open.
Yep.
If you're 2nd and 8, you're 2nd and 9, you're looking to maybe have to put the ball in the air.
Yep. Spencer Wells, a Delphus St. John's graduate, was on the state title team at Delphus in the early 2000s, assisted at Marion Local, Salina, Allen East, helped engineer the offense at Wapak before coming to Fort Loramie. Nick Marino is in year number 12 at the helm of the Anna football program. He's an Urbana High School graduate, went on to play football at Wittenberg, where he wore number 60 as an offensive lineman. He assisted at Urbana High under Garen Stokes for several years, became Urbana's head coach when Stokes moved on to Minster, and when the Anna job opened up, Marino stepped in to fill the shoes of longtime head coach Brian Reok. In fact, Nick and Brian, the only two head football coaches Anna High School has ever had. We talked to Coach Marino, and he highlighted his team's blitz-heavy defense, the use of two tight ends, and the transition in the run game from 2025 to 2026.
Yeah, I just talked about running the football a little bit better with other guys that are running back and trying to, you know, look at replacing a really, really good receiver that we had there, and looking at all those guys step up in those roles, and replacing a couple good offensive linemen, defensive linemen as well. So just looking at that, and you know, making sure we're doing a great job up front, being a more physical football team to run the football like we were talking about, and those skill guys just stepping up into their roles.
And the recovery process for Ziegenbusch from the broken ankle?
Yeah, he's doing fine. He was a little sore back in July when we got started, and ever since we've gotten to August, he's looked great. So he looks back to his normal self, normal form. So doing a real good job there, and doing a good job of leading as well again.
Hey, highlight your preseason scrimmages, your 7-on-7. What did you find out about your team?
Yeah, I had some really good scrimmages. I thought we improved. We scrimmaged some good teams in the first one. We went to Xenia with Xenia Valley View and Chaminade Julian there. So good scrimmage schedule there for that first one. I thought we really picked it up that second week there with in scrimmage and played better against Tip City as well. So definitely seemed like we're starting to grow as a group, you know, at the right time of the year and going into the season there. So went into, and then obviously game one there with Spencerville, we came out with a pretty good performance. It's always hard to judge a little bit when you're significantly better than the other team, how well you played. But we've made some strides there and did a good job there last week.
Hey, it's nice to have 16 starters back, but it's always a work in process every year. You've got to continue to improve, get better.
Yep.
And that includes those returning players as well as the newcomers.
Absolutely. I mean, so many leadership roles that you don't realize need to be filled in different spots. You know, Nolan Wilt was one of our leaders on the defensive line and the offensive line, communication-wise and everything else. So you look at replacing him, and he's the defensive player of the year in the league last year. So you're replacing a big position there. And then Zeb Plyman was our do-it-all guy there. You know, he played free safety for us and was one of the best tacklers we had. And then it was an All-Ohio wide receiver. So you replaced a couple of those All-Ohio guys and a linebacker, too, like looking at Tico that we replaced there. So all those guys were just really good football players that we had to replace and a lot with their leadership as well. So new season, new team, everything's earned this year. So, you know, that team's gone from last year, and this is the guys need to step up in their roles this year because everything's going to be earned this season.
Offensive and defensive looks on the field. How would you describe your club for the novice spectator looking on from the stands?
Yeah, we're a blitz-heavy defense if you look at us. So bring a lot of pressure, and we're probably a little obscure for a lot of traditional football fans. So we'll start with five guys deep, or we'll have them down, and we'll move them around. So a lot of different elements to our defense that people would – the normal fan would say that's a different style of defense, but our kids do a real good job with that, and they're aggressive. And that's the goal, to be very aggressive as a group and run an aggressive scheme there. Offensively, we are a spread offense with you know, a decent amount of power run type stuff in there. Probably a little more tight end in the offense this year than we have had in the years past. So repping a little tight end, we'll go tight end in a wing on one side or. And at times we'll be open too, so we got a little bit of mixture of everything there. But a lot of run game built off of that, and quarterback run games mixed in there pretty heavily. And we'll run that, and a decent amount of spread passing stuff too.
Jack Kramer with Nick Marino, head coach Anna Rockets, before tonight's game between Anna and Fort Loramie. It's the second meeting ever between the two clubs. It's an annual series that hopefully goes on and on and on into the future, long after you and I, Nick, are still around. but it's a great series. Phenomenal game last year. One touchdown difference, 34-26. Anna won it. What do you remember about that game one season ago at Fort Loramie?
I remember being stressed out the whole time. We got better later in the season there, but didn't come out and play how we really wanted to in that game, and did not tackle well. Didn't do a lot of things well, but all that being said, we won it. So that's the highlight of the night there. Winning a rivalry game is always a big deal. You know, we expect them to come out and play even better. Fort Loramie to be even better this year. I think they're a little older. The quarterback's older. They got a nice couple receivers there, especially that 81. So looking at taking care of, you know, those types of guys in this type of rivalry game, we got to play real well.
And what's your point of emphasis heading into week two?
I mean, we talked about, we got to tackle really well. We want to collapse the pocket as much as we can on the quarterback. You know, he does a good job, especially if you give him time. He'll sit back there and pick you apart. So doing that and playing really well in the back end of the defense and trying to take away their passing game.
Chuck, no accident. Both head coaches said point of emphasis this week heading into game two, we've got to tackle a whole heck of a lot better than we did week one.
Well, I mean, we didn't see Anna, but we saw Fort Loramie, and we talked about before the game, everything seemed to be high. They were hitting high. They weren't getting down into the legs.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a first game type situation. They're definitely going to get better.
We've got a great game for you tonight. Fort Loramie, Anna, here at Booster Field. Slight breeze out of the northeast, and it is blowing right into our press box window on the west side. It feels great. We'll return with more. We've got starting lineups coming up shortly. Plus, we'll run down our advertisers, our marketing folks who are making this possible for you in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Singibush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run, yes, he catches, touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route, he turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats. For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in account and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom.
Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Oh, welcome back here to Anna. Terrific night for high school football. Chuck, a few thousand folks in the stands, green across the way. It's about three-fourths full near side. Smaller bleachers on the west side for the visiting team. Fort Loramie's filled it. We've got another 1,000 lining both end zones, both corners on the slopes. Picture perfect night. What a scene for high school football.
How would you not come out and watch Anna and Fort Loramie play anything, let alone a big football game on a beautiful night?
Oh, very well said. Anna won the coin toss, deferred. We'll kick off to start the game from the north to the south. Fort Loramie in offense first. Wyatt Holdhouse gets the nod in the offensive backfield. Running back 6'2", 225 a soft. Tanner Eilerman, wide receiver, 6'3", 185, a sophomore, quarterback, a junior. Tanner Heckman, 6'4", 175, a junior. We'll run down the other starters when Fort Loramie takes possession. Opening kick to start the game is a ground ball that hits at the 30. Fort Loramie returns from the 15. Short bring back across the 20. Good coverage by Anna at about the 22 or 23-yard line.
Cale Hoeing got into the legs of Eilerman and took him down right at that spot. Good tackle.
Cale Hoeing, outstanding player. Doubles as wide receiver and tight end on offense. Plays defense, special teams too. Offensive line for Fort Loramie. Offensive tackle, Grady Bornhorst, 6 feet 205, junior. Offensive guard, Zach Siegel, 5'11", 210, a junior. Center, Dylan Meyer, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, a senior. Another offensive guard, Sebastian Barhorst, 6 feet, 205, a senior. Tackle, Davis Gubo, 6'1", 260, and a soft. Tanner Heckman in the spread, gives to Holdhouse straight away. He bucks forward, meets resistance, no gain. He might have lost a yard.
Wow, and they had four or five people back there waiting for him.
Anna had seven in the box, expecting Fort Loramie to show run on the first play. No gain. Forward progress to the 23, second down and 10. Tight end, Tyson Lemkuhl for Fort Loramie, 6 feet tall, 140, a freshman. Wing back, Colton Rose, 6'1", 180, a senior. Jaden Luthman teams up at wide receiver with Tanner Eilerman. Luthman, 6'1", 170, a sophomore, and he caught a touchdown pass last week. Look out, here's Fort Loramie throwing near sideline. Tanner Eilerman, great catch on the run at the 30, 35. He's in the clear. He is nudged out of bounds at the 38 or 39, or that would have been a touchdown. Eilerman was still running and was headed to the end zone, but he used a little more than, what, the 51 or 2 yards width of the field. He stepped out of bounds. Big break for Anna.
Yeah, he stepped out at the 38 on this end. He was at the 30 end of the on Anna when they got finally pushed him out of bounds.
I saw the Redskins working on that play about an hour before kickoff. Just a quick out in the flat, a yard or two behind the line to Eilerman. Redskins run at first and 10. It's Holdhouse. He bangs outside left guard between guard and tackle, and he powers to the 43. He advanced it for 5. Second down, 5, Fort Loramie at the Redskins' 43-yard line. We played a minute, 10 seconds, opening quarter. Tell you what, Chuck, Tanner Eilerman got that football in the flat and outraced all 11 on Anna's defensive side of the ball. but he ran out of room.
Those long legs, not a quick start, but when he gets them going, man, he is fast.
Mm-hmm. Short drop back, but zips it far right side of the field. Redskin receiver makes a stumbling catch right at the first down marker. Play goes for four. It's going to be third and one. Loopman hauled it in.
I was going to say, great catch by Loopman.
Yes, indeed. He was looking back at the sun over his shoulder and stumbled to the ground, held on. Heckman threw it where nobody from Anna could defend it. Third and one, Fort Loramie, 47 of the Redskins. 2 minutes gone, opening quarter, first drive of the game. And the ball is snapped back to Holdhouse, I think.
Yep.
And it looked like there was a penalty marker, a pre-snap foul. Ooh, does that hurt? Because Holdhouse had the first down and then some. It's going to be third and six now. Line of scrimmage, the 42. Line to gain, the 48. Those penalties on third down, Chuck, like the one last week late in the fourth quarter, will do you in.
Well, that was first down. That was, and I'll tell you what, that Wildcats direct snap back to Holdhouse, he had 8-10 yards before they touched him.
Yep, I liked it. Roll out to the left by Heckman. Here comes pursuit. Might have been holding on Fort Loramie. No call. Double coverage and Eilerman off his fingertips at the 38 of Anna. Pretty good coverage. Eilerman was a marked man. Logan Ziegenbusch was back there for Anna. He had help on the play in the secondary from Tyson Vobel, who doubles at corner and wide receiver. And now Fort Loramie's got to punt, losing a first down because of a 5-yard motion call. Punt formation is Heckman. Back at his 28, strides forward to the 32. Boots it. It hits at the 29 of Anna. Takes a hop, skip, and a roll to the 20. And that's where the Rockets start. First down, 10 yards to go. As Brody Murray back deep for Anna ran away from the low kick, didn't touch it. First and 10 Rockets. Anna offensively, Ziegenbusch at quarterback. 5'11", 170, a junior. He ran for 999 yards last year. Riley Brewer, 5'10", 165, a senior. Running back, T.J. Roberts, 5'10", 185, a senior. Also a running back. Wide receivers, Brody Murray, Cale Hoying, Tyson Vobel, 5'11", 5'10", 6 feet tall, respectively. Running play, Anna, left end. Rockets carve out about four or five. Let's see where the new line of scrimmage is. It was a flip in the flat to Roberts, knocking in sweep. Second and five, Ziegenbusch to Roberts. That's more or less like an end run. You'll see that a lot from Anna. Here's a running play outside right tackle. Riley Brewer stood up at the 28, lurches forward to the 30, right at the first down marker. Very close. Let's see what the officials deem. It's a first down for Anna. 10 yards to go from the Rockets 30. Riley Brewer trudged ahead. Lem Cool on the tackle for Fort Loramie. We played 3 minutes, 20 seconds. No score. Ziegenbusch, short drop. Nervous feet, throws. It is over the middle. Ball headed toward the left hash. It's caught. Receiver takes two strides. He's hit, and he coughs up the football. Fort Loramie recovers the fumble. No need to go to New York on that one, Chuck. It was clearly a catch, a run after the catch of a couple, three steps, and then the ball was jarred loose by the Redskins.
I thought he was down.
Oh, you thought maybe his
I
knee,
thought he was down.
Thought his knee was on the turf.
Before the ball came out, they're discussing it with the referees, but the referees made the call. They had a better look at it. It was all the way on the other side of the field.
So. Right in front of the Anna bench, and I don't see too many upset Anna coaches. But it was a good hit by Fort Loramie in the secondary after the reception, and the Redskins take over at the 47. Fine pass pattern. Ball was thrown up the field on the play to Jake Kipp. Here is Fort Loramie trying to run it. No dice. Anna with great pursuit against Heckman. And Heckman is blasted way back at about the 50. A setback of three or four anyway. Up so far, Anna's ferocity up front on the defensive line, Chuck, has been noted.
Yeah, they're doing a good job of getting back there, but on the first drive, Lormy shot themselves in the foot. They had a first down. I don't know if they could have kept it down the field, but they can't have those mistakes.
7:54 to go. First quarter, no score. Second possession, Fort Loramie. Second down and 12 or 13 to go for the 49 of Anna. Ball dumped off in the flat to the Anna 49. Nice reception by Fort Loramie. Hauled in on the play by Colton Rose. Makes a man miss, and he staggers to the 45. He tumbles to the ground at the 43 of Anna. Tackle made on the play by the Rockets. Tyson Vobel, third down and 6 or 7 to go for a first down for Fort Loramie. At the end of 33, 7:20 left to go, opening quarter, no score. Redskins second possession. Anna's had it once and turned it over. 5-6 man defensive front. It's Holdhouse. He barrels through the point of attack, beyond the linebackers, into the secondary. Dumped at about the 30-yard line. He's got the first with several to spare. Cale Hoying may have saved the touchdown. That's the kind of running game, Chuck, Fort Loramie needs here tonight.
That was an outstanding block. They pulled the tackle, and that was a big hole.
Heckman 5 yards behind the line. Anna was showing blitz momentarily. Eilerman split 12 yards to the right. Heckman deals Holdhouse. He puts his head down, and he bucks forward to the 25, across it to the 24-and-a-half. He picked up at least 3. And knee went down at the 25. Gain of 4 officially. Second down, 6 yards to go for Fort Loramie. Approaching the red zone of Anna with 6:20 left to go here in the opening quarter. Very good start for the Redskins. Fort Loramie has made its impression felt along the line of scrimmage. Let's see what's in store here. Heckman straight drop. Looks, receiver, 10 yards downfield, off his fingertips. Eilerman couldn't bring it down. A high throw, deflection is picked off by Anna. Run from the 10, up the far side, over the 20, to the 25-yard line. It's Vobel on the pick, and Anna and Fort Loramie have traded interceptions in the first 6 minutes of the game.
Boy, that was within 2 inches of being a first down. It just was high enough. Island doesn't miss too many, but that was just above him.
Yep, up above, a little behind. He tried to reel it in with the left hand. Couldn't do it. Batted the ball further downfield. Vobel playing center field. Made the interception. Here is a run to the right. I think Ziegenbusch kept it. He's corralled. Got across the line of scrimmage. Didn't chew up much. 5:40 to go, first quarter. It is 0-0, each team with the ball twice. I tell you what, Chuck, if Eilerman somehow makes the catch and the ball is down within his more comfortable catch radius, if he makes one man miss, he's into the end zone.
Yeah, that was, like I said, that was just a little bit high from being a great play.
Second down, 6 yards to go, Anna. Ball at the Rockets, 31. Two receivers to the left for Ziegenbusch. Fake to Brewer. Short pocket. Ziegenbusch arches long, middle of the field. Much too far. Intended for Vobel. Overthrown. Tyson Vobel, spelled V-A-U-B-E-L, came on strong last year as a sophomore. Couldn't catch up to that one. Clock stops, 5:10 to go, opening quarter. Nothing, nothing. Anna with a 3rd and 5 at the Rockets, 31. Flanked out wide right, Brody Murray. He's joined by a teammate this side of the field. Vobel to the far side. 4 are flanked. Ziegenbusch looks far side. Way overthrows at the 50. Misfired by 4 or 5 steps. And it's 4th down for Anna. Rockets must punt the football away.
Yeah, he hasn't been real accurate so far.
There were times last year when Ziegenbusch was a marksman on fire, red hot. He had a game up at Minster second half when he was pretty average and threw a couple picks, as I recall. But most often all year long, he was tough to beat. He would zip faster with his legs and throw over the top with that right arm. What a kick here by Anna to the 29 of Fort Loramie. Adam makes one miss, another miss. There's a late flag, middle of the field. Eilerman, I stepped it to the 35, and let's see if the marker is against Fort Loramie.
I think that might have been marked where he got the ball.
I think you are exactly correct. Thank you, Chuck, for being my, I started to say my second set of eyes. I'm not sure if I've got a first set.
I think between the two of us, we have a half a set.
4:55 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Fort Loramie nothing, Anna nothing. Redskins third possession. And so far, Chuck, I think the Redskins are happy with this favorable start.
Well, they're holding their own, that's for sure.
Here's Heckman throwing. Hits a receiver out of the backfield. Caught at the 35. Stripped at the 39. Anna on the recovery. My goodness gracious. Ball caught by Colton Rose. He ran 4 yards. Linebacker Grant Beckman ripped it out, and the Rockets fell on it in the vicinity of the 35-yard line. Jaden Luthman comes up a little lame, trotting off to the near sideline. And Anna takes over the football, believe it or not, in this game so far. Count them. We've had 1, 2, 3 turnovers.
That's a turnover fest so far.
3 miscues in just over 7 minutes of action. Nicely done pass play. Rose caught it. He was about to get a first down. He was near the first down marker. And Anna was not about to make a tackle. Anna went for the football with a long arm stretched out and stripped it. That's a good defensive play. Boy, you teach that on defense, don't you, Chuck?
Absolutely. You get your hand in there. If you're not protecting the ball, strip it.
First down running play, Riley Brewer for Anna carves out 4 to the Fort Loramie 31. Second down and 6. No score. 4:18 to go first quarter. Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Brewer alongside Ziegenbusch. 2 receivers flank left. Slot right. Man in motion is not given the ball. Ziegenbusch keeps. He zags. Inside the 30. 25. Twisted down at the 24-yard line. He's got a first down.
Was that a pun where you said he zigs?
I tell you what, that was a compliment. He is so good at doing that.
Oh, boy. He's got really quick feet in the hole. It's just amazing how he changes direction.
Yeah, he looks like a tailback. He's got the quarterback number on the back of his jersey. But it looks like he's been playing offensive running back all his life, and that really assists him no end in rushing the football from the QB position. Ziegenbusch fakes left and comes back to the right. Dumps it down around the 16-yard line. Underthrows an open receiver. He missed his man. Jake Kipp, the tight end, 200-pounder, was available, but Ziegenbusch underthrew.
A little misdirection, and he rolled out the opposite side, and he was wide open, and you're right. He threw that about 2 yards short.
Zig has had a few passes well off their mark so far in this game. Second down and 10. Another passing play here. Line of scrimmage is the 24 of Fort Loramie. Ziegenbusch, middle of the field. Open receiver catches. Dead run. 10-5. Touchdown. Quick post. Tyson Vobel. Skinny post pattern. He zipped down the middle. Ziegenbusch hit him in stride. Yeah, Zig missed a receiver, previous play, spiked it, but that one was on the button, and Anna's on the board, 6-0, under 3.5 to go, opening quarter.
Boy, Bobble was running right down the middle of the field, and there wasn't anybody within 10 yards of him.
Nope, he went beneath the crossbar. He's still running out beyond the fence where the buses are parked. Extra point try coming up here now for Kane Meyer. He's the place kicker, 6'2", 175, a sophomore. Snapback's a good one. Oh, Meyer's kick is a little sloppy. It's low off to the right. Would have cleared the crossbar, but it's well outside the post. It's no good. Anna misses the PAT, does not convert. Rockets still lead 6-0. Fort Loramie will get the ensuing kickoff with 3:22 to go in the first. Anna on top, 6-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The goal at Eisenhart Homes in Botkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnippel say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhart is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhart can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhart Homes.
Corey Eisenhart was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhart Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhart kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhart.
You will too, with all your heart. In Botkins, EisenhartHomes.com. EisenHardt.
Well, Jake Kipp handles the kickoff chores for Anna. And with the wind at his back, he powers the ball down to the 9-yard line. Fort Loramie returns far side of the gridiron along the hash mark. Then the numbers. Return man for the Redskins is spilled up over the 20-yard line, shy of the 25. Knee went down at the 21. Great coverage by Anna. Good kick, fine pursuit downfield. Redskins begin over the 20. First down, 10 yards to go. That's four turnovers now for Fort Loramie, Chuck, in less than five quarters of football to start the season.
Yeah, they're not on a good streak there, that's for sure.
In fact, the two turnovers last week came in the fourth quarter. So stop and think about that for a minute. Here's a flat pass thrown to Eilerman back at the 15. Makes a man miss. Makes one more miss. Up over the 20, 25, 30. And he's flushed out of bounds at the 32. Eilerman in space. You won't get him the first time, maybe not even the second or third.
Well, he did such a nice job. The defender came flying at him. He just sidestepped him. When you're a defender, you got to break down, especially somebody that talented. But I'm telling you again, that kid's got some speed.
Play goes for 11. First and 10, Fort Loramie at their own 32. Four turnovers for Fort Loramie since the fourth quarter last week. Holdhouse, outside right tackle. Anna strings it wide and pushes the ball carrier down after a minimal gain of a couple. New line of scrimmage up around the 33. 2.5 to go, first quarter. Second down, 8, Fort Loramie. 6-0, Anna. Ezra Egbert, fine baseball pitcher, in on the tackle there for Anna. Yeah, that's the two turnovers with 8 minutes to go in the game last week.
Yep.
One with four to go in the fourth quarter and two tonight. Yep. in the first 9 minutes of action.
And one of them last week was in the end zone.
Yes. Here is Heckman under duress. He looks, no one open. Down he goes. Back at the 26. He is sacked.
Yeah, he didn't do a very good job. He needs to just throw that away.
Riley Brewer, Julian Stearns in there on the hit for Anna. And now it's third down and a bunch. Just short of 15 to go for a first down for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins 28. 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Anna leads 6-0 on a touchdown strike right down the middle. Skinny post pattern run by Tyson Bobble. Ziegenbusch hit him in stride. Here is Heckman dropping 2-3 yards. Uh-oh, here come the green jerseys. That blitz-heavy defense downs the QB again. Jake Kipp, Ezra Egbert. And Fort Loramie's got to kick, picked up a first down, then went in reverse. And we talked about that in the pregame, Chuck. How well can Fort Loramie protect? Did a good job last week against Minster. But Anna will blitz and blitz often.
Yeah, their defense is just very good.
Here is Tanner Heckman back at his 14 to punt. Good kick in the air to the 50. Takes a bounce to the 45-43 of Anna. And that's where the Rockets start first down, 10 yards to go. 42 ticks on the clock. Late in the first quarter, 6-0 in favor of Anna. So many thanks to Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, offering many services to vets and their eligible family members. As such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, and more. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Ziegenbusch deals Riley Brewer, and he smashes ahead for two, up over the 45 to the 46. Second down and 7 upcoming. Shelby County Veterans Services in Sydney. Don't hesitate to call the office for an appointment. 937-498-7282. 937-498-7282. For more info, visit the website, shelbycountyveterans.org. Look us up on Facebook. Hey, you served our country. We are here to serve you. Final 8 seconds, first quarter. Anna showing off that run game. It is Brewer again. He kicks those wheels to the 49-50. Falls over it to the Fort Loramie 49. It'll be third and two when we resume play at the start of the second quarter. First quarter is history. Anna 6, Fort Loramie nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Watkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Watkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Oh, welcome back here to Booster Field, Anna High School. Anna in the lead over Fort Loramie. 6-0. Rockets have a big play coming up. Third and 2.5 or 3 to go for a first down from the Fort Loramie 49. Fantastic night for high school football. It is gorgeous. Blue sky overhead, light breeze from the northeast. Rockets have the offensive line down. Ziegenbusch wants to go up top on third and short.
Nice
and Fort
play.
Loramie breaks it up at the 29. Ball intended for Vabel. What a hit by Brandewy.
Lucas Brandewy, boy, he came across and knocked that down and made him pay for the on top of that.
Now what do you do if you're Anna? Are you a riverboat gambler from the Fort Loramie 49? You've got fourth down and about 2.5 to go for a first down. I don't think Ziegenbusch is going to punt the ball away.
No, I think they're going, and that's what I would do.
Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Critical play early on in this game. Opening minute, second quarter. Anna leads Fort Loramie 6-0. Little hesitation by the Rockets, who take a timeout. We're back in a moment. Big fourth down play next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies.
Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Yep, it was a brief officials timeout. Anna came up to the line of scrimmage and ran DJ Roberts, who bucked forward for about four or five. He wedged out the first down. Anna with a first and 10, shy of the Fort Loramie 45. It is a pass in the right flat intended for Vobel. He gets it on his fingertips across the way at the 42-yard line of Fort Loramie. Luthman chugs him out of bounds, and the gain is five right on the nose, 40-yard line of Fort Loramie. First down pass play, that's a tough one to stop. Anna very good at it, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, they just throw it wide. It's like a running play.
Uh-huh. Second down five for Anna, 40 of Fort Loramie. Short drop by the QB, Ziegenbusch. He lofts it in the left flat. Wide open receiver, T.J. Roberts. He had all kinds of real estate out ahead of him, but Ziegenbusch missed him by about 5 yards.
He did, and that's a tough throw for him, and Roberts could never figure out which side he should look over, but the ball wasn't close to him, so yeah, it was not a very well executed play.
Ziegenbusch has either been right on target, spot on with his throws, or way off with several of them. Third down five, Anna, 40-yard line of Fort Loramie, probably four down territory. We've played a minute, second quarter. Anna leads 6-0. Ziegenbusch fakes the handoff to the man in motion, then keeps. He barges between right guard and tackle, nudges ahead for two or three. It is going to be fourth down and about 5 feet to go for a first down for Anna. 10:56 to go in the second quarter. Anna over Fort Loramie, 6-0. Another important play call here for the Rockets, who ran Brewer on the previous fourth and short and picked it up. Or I should say that was T.J. Roberts on the big fourth down conversion a few plays ago. Fourth down and a little more than one. Snap back to Ziegenbusch. He dances to the left side. He tries to shoot between guard and tackle. He spilled at the 36. He did not make it. Unless Anna gets an extremely favorable spot, I think Fort Loramie takes over.
It's going to be close.
Will a measurement ensue? Let's see what the officials decide. Nothing. Chain is coming in. That was a jarring tackle by the Redskins. Fort Loramie defensive lineman coming off to the near side under his own power. That's Hayden Lemkuhl. And this is a critical measurement because Fort Loramie needs to get the football to go down the field and tie this game up or take the lead by a point. Chain is stretched forward, and it's a first down by 4 inches for Anna.
Well, I tell you, they hit him hard in the hole, and what Ziegenbusch did was fell forward.
Yes.
And that forward fall got him the first down.
Yeah, Ziegenbusch bounced off. He was repelled ahead just enough to get the first down. Some quarterbacks might have been crunched right there near the point of attack, but Ziegenbusch did make about 5 feet, close to 2 yards on that play, just enough to pick up the first down on fourth and a yard and a half. First and 10, Anna, 35 of Fort Loramie. Ziegenbusch in the pocket. There's an offensive hold in the Anna backfield. Ziegenbusch takes off and runs. Look at him go. Far side of the field. 20, 15, 10. It's a track meet down inside the 5 yard line, but it's going to be negated. Offensive holding call in the Rockets offensive backfield.
Pretty obvious. He actually tackled him.
And the Fort Loramie fans, all of them, were wearing red and black striped referee jerseys.
Yep, they saw it. Everybody on this side of the field saw it.
10:07 to go, second quarter. 6-0 Anna. New line of scrimmage, 46 and a half on the plus side of the 50. So far, Chuck, my pregame prediction of this being an 8-touchdown game is way, way off the mark.
Well, I think the 3 turnovers have a little something to do with it.
Yeah. Defenses have played pretty well. Redskins trying to prove stout on this defensive stand. First down and 20 for Anna. 46 and a half of Fort Laramie. Sigenbusch screen, left flat. It is caught on the play by Murray. Murray makes a man miss at the 47. He chugs inside the 45, meets resistance at the 43. Down he goes. I said Murray. I should have said T.J. Roberts. Good hit on the play by Colton Rose of Fort Laramie. Play went for 5, second and 15 for Anna. Clock running, 9:38 to go, second quarter, 6-0 lead Rockets. Anna scored the touchdown on the post pattern. Sigenbusch to Dyson Vobble, but Kane Myers' point after try was sliced off to the right. It was wide and low. Here's the snap back to Sigenbusch. Fakes it out, pattern, doesn't throw it. He's sacked! Oh, what a play by Fort Laramie.
That was Emmett Lemkuhl.
Yep, knifing through. Sophomore Emmett Lemkuhl with a great tackle. He took the advice from the coaching staff. Tackle low around the ankles and wrap up.
Had nowhere to go. He had him around the ankles. He could not get away.
Sigenbusch was hog-tied and decked at the 43-yard line. And it's third down for Anna and, 17 or 18 to go for a first down. Line to gain is down inside the 25. Close to the 20. Well, it's just outside the 25. More like the 27. Snap back to Sigenbusch. Whistles blow before the snap. Fort Laramie took a timeout. 8:30 left, second quarter. 6-0 Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 5 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Oh, so many thanks to Laramie Brewing Company in Fort Laramie, 17 North Main. And you'll have a blast every other Wednesday. Enjoy trivia at Laramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Laramie. The food is superb, not the typical greasy bar food. You see, Laramie Brewing Company serves you food made fresh each and every day. Plenty on the menu for the kids. The whole family will enjoy Laramie Brewing. Mac and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese pizza for the children and the family. And you'll love the great variety of pizzas at Laramie Brewing. Carry out, eat in, order online. Make it a family affair. Laramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Laramie. Sigenbusch at the 50. Deep in the pocket. Throws middle of the field. One-handed interception. Spectacular play. Eilerman, I think.
It was Eilerman.
Woo! Unbelievable. Oh, my goodness, Chuck. That's got to be on ESPN tonight.
Well, it should be. That was going to be a first down. I mean, they were going to pick it up, and he just stuck a hand up and said, thank you very much.
Ball thrown a hair short. Eilerman was in coverage, but well in front of the receiver, Hoing, downfield, as he was planning on making a catch for a first down and then some at the 25-yard line. And Eilerman went up in front of him at the 28 or 29 and made a one-handed circus catch like Willie Mays did at the Polo Grounds way, way back.
Yeah, that was a heck of a catch.
First and 10 for Laramie. And here's Oldhouse. He puts his head down and digs to the 40, 45, 46. He's got the first down. Holdhouse in the first play from scrimmage used that offensive line to his advantage. He garnered 11 What a job up front. McGrady Bornhorst, Zach Siegel, Dylan Meyer, Sebastian Barhorst, and Davis Gubo. Four turnovers in this game, two each way. First and 10, Fort Loramie at the Redskins 47. Heckman to Holdhouse, right up the gut, puts his head down and surges to the 47 of Anna. At Fort Loramie, Chuck made it a mission this week in practice. Let's rejuvenate the running game, and it's happened.
Yeah, so far, I mean, I'm impressed. The offensive line's giving him a hole, and the kid runs hard.
Second and four for Fort Loramie at the Anna 47. 7:28 to go, second quarter. 6-0 Anna in the lead. Sunsplash Field here at Anna. What a sight to see. Booster Field has got rows of fans and recliners and folding chairs in the corners of the stadium, atop the slopes, and beyond the end zones. We got a few thousand plus in the bleachers on both sides. 5-yard run, Fort Loramie on second down. Good enough for a first down with a yard to spare. Was that Holdhouse again, Chuck?
Holdhouse again. Might as well ride him.
7 minutes even left in the second. Redskins set up shop at the Anna 43. Redskins wanted to control some of the clock coming into this game. And right now, Fort Loramie is doing just that. Keeping the ball away from Anna. First and 10. Heckman rolling out to the left. He throws on the run. He's got a receiver. Eilerman leaps and spears at the 32. It looked like he gained 11 and picked up the first. Eilerman cut in front of the safety just beyond the cornerback. Made a nifty reception. Well, that's a good time to throw it to Tanner Eilerman. First down.
There's not a bad time to throw the ball to Tanner Eilerman.
Oh, you nailed it. You nailed it. If you could throw it to him on the kickoff, you'd do it.
You throw it to him on the bus when you're on your way home.
31-yard line of Anna, first and 10, Fort Loramie. Holdhouse steps to the right, back to the left. He's in the hole.
There you go.
Across the line of scrimmage, powering to the 20. He's got 10 or 12 and a first down. The run game for Fort Loramie is in gear. Forward progress to the 18 of Anna. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Over the ball at center, Dylan Meyer. He's a workhorse. Holdhouse alongside Heckman in the offensive backfield. Let's see what plays in store here. Eilerman split to the wide side, single coverage. Inside handoff, Holdhouse. He burrows, picked up two.
Did a good job of hanging on to the ball because they tackled him by the arm and the ball, and he did not let go.
Yeah, they sure did. Anna has already stripped one in this game. Second down, 8 for Fort Loramie. 16.5-yard line of Anna. 5:20 left to go, second quarter. 6-0 Rockets in the lead. I would have thought we would add 26 points scored by now, Chuck. Only 6 to this point. Eilerman 12 yards to the right. Luthman 15 to the right. Here's a slant pattern to Eilerman. Nobody's got him. Missed assignment, Anna. Touchdown. 17-yard strike. Eilerman had a sea of green grass all around him. Nobody within 8 or 10 yards of Tanner Eilerman. And he snatched it. Did I say Tyler? I meant to say Tanner.
Tanner.
Luthman was flanked out to the right. Luthman was a decoy. He angled underneath Tanner Eilerman, took a man with him. And Heckman, his eyes lit up real big when he saw Eilerman wide open.
What?
Big extra point from Brandewey for the lead.
I'd have three guys on him now that he's holding for the extra point, and I'd still have three guys on him.
Kick by Brandewey on the way. Looks good. It's true right down the middle. Fort Loramie strikes to lead at 7-6. 5:05 left, second quarter. 17-yarder through the air. Heckman to Eilerman, and nobody was nearby. Redskins made it look easy as the defense in the secondary for Anna broke down. 5 to play in the second, 7-6 game. Redskins on scores, broadcast.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
Kickoff return from the 12 by Anna's. A big one. 30, 35, a block, a missed tackle. Up to the 40, across midfield. What a return by Cale Hoying of the Anna Rockets. Woo, that was a dandy.
Yeah, boy, he got around the corner, and they were lucky to stop him.
He is an excellent athlete. He's out there about every minute for head coach Nick Marino. Special teams, offense, defense. Cale Hoying with a big bring back of the kickoff by Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, 45 of the Redskins. 4:56 to go, second quarter. 7-6 lead, Fort Loramie. Ziegenbusch has looked very good on some passes, not so much on a few others. Ziegenbusch at the 50, takes the snap in the spread, gives to Riley Brewer, and Brewer cracks outside right tackle. And he jumps ahead for about 3 to the 41 or 42 of Fort Loramie. Second down and a little better than 7 to go for a first down. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Redskins lead it by a point, 7-6. Each team with touchdown passes down the middle to their number one receivers. Yep. Ziegenbusch to Vobble for Anna. Tanner Heckman to Tanner Eilerman for Fort Loramie. The difference, the Redskins' Brandewee converted the point after Kane Meyer missed his. Anna to the line of scrimmage forever, and to avoid a delay of gain, timeout called. 4:15 to go till halftime. 7-6 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever. Ever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
On second down and 7 for Anna, it's a Ziegenbusch keeper all the way. He's got 4. New line of scrimmage, 36 of Fort Loramie. Third down, 2.5 to go for a first down. Ziegenbusch feeds Riley Brewer right up the gut. He puts his head down. He digs hard. He's at the 30, 29, falls forward. First down, right up the middle. Anna offensive line got the job done there. Jake Kipp at tight end. Ian Burmeister at a tackle, Alex Webker at a guard, Quentin Hughes at center, Noah Jenkins at a guard, Ezra Egbert at a tackle. 3:16 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up 1. Anna driving from the 29. It is Ziegenbusch not handing off. He keeps. He spun down just across the line of scrimmage. Angled ahead to the 26. Good tackle, Colton Rose. It is
Second down for Anna, second and seven. Shaken up player, Redskins. Timeout on the field. 3 minutes left till halftime. 7-6 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Hey, we are now your new community go-to store, Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We have gone local for you. We found out from you, the customer, what products you want to see on our shelves, and we've delivered Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. And you'll love the new smoothie machine. That's right, smoothies at Schaefer Market. Sample the hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, featuring fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And on the other end of town, on North Main in Fort Loramie, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer Market drive-thru, formerly the North Loramie drive-thru. And don't forget to stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. And Schaefer RV Storage is also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, holly@schaeferoil.com to find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. Shaken up Redskins player Hayden Lemkuhl off the field. Anna with a second and seven. A little reverse on the offensive backfield by Ziegenbusch. Down and out, beyond the hash, numbers, far boundary, sliding, Cale Hoying. Yes, he's got it. Down inside the 20 at the 17. Very safe pass play. You can tell, Chuck, the Rockets have run that little quick down and out to Hoying in their sleep over and over.
Well, they get that. They get the play action pass. They fake that, gets everybody coming that way.
Yep.
He rolls back out the other side, and he's got two choices. They covered the original. There's too many people to throw it to.
Yep, tough to stop. First and 10, Ziegenbusch. Oh, it's a quarterback draw. He charges up the middle, and he plows to about the 15, fell forward to the 14. He gained two or three on the play. Fort Loramie takes a timeout. 2:16 to go, second quarter. Anna posing a serious threat. Line of scrimmage just outside the 15 of the Redskins. 7-6 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Second down and seven for Anna inside the 15 of Fort Loramie. It's a pass over the middle, but Ziegenbusch deflected on the play by Brandewee of the Redskins, forcing a third and seven. Important play coming up here. Incompletion. Stop the clock. 2:11 to go here in the second quarter. 7-6 Fort Loramie. Redskins defense tries to stand tall. I would guess four down territory, especially given that the extra point earlier was missed by Anna. Snap back to Ziegenbusch. He gives it in the offensive backfield. Man in motion was fed the ball. Fort Loramie wasn't buffaloed. It's a loss on the play of a yard to the 15. It is right smack dab in the middle of the field. Fort Loramie takes a timeout. Anna would face a field goal try here, Chuck. From the 22, it would be a 32-yard boot. His fourth down and seven to go for a first down. That was a huge third down stop by Fort Loramie.
Yeah, it was, but from the 22, it's a 39-yard field goal, and there's no way after watching that extra point.
You're right, Chuck.
You got the 10 yards in the end zone.
You got this 7 yards beyond the line of scrimmage in the backfield. 22-yard line is where it would be spotted. Line of scrimmage is the 15. It would be spotted at the 22. That'd be a 32-yard kick.
I think that's out of his range.
It just might be. Let's see what Anna has up its sleeve. Those are the football just inside the 15 of Fort Loramie. And the Rockets come up in a pass formation look. No field goal try. 2:04 to go, second quarter. Two receivers left, two to the right. Ziegenbusch takes the snap, 7 yards behind the line. Looks middle of the field. Open receiver, goal line. Caught, touchdown. Cale Hoying was rifled the football by Ziegenbusch. Fort Loramie defender got a hand draped into the breadbasket of Hoying, who managed to tuck it away firmly, held onto that football right at the goal line. Ziegenbusch was on target. He's missed a few receivers so far in this game, but the critical ones he has made.
That was perfect. And the defense was not bad.
No, it was not. Touchdown pass of about 15 yards or so, just to under 15. And here is Meyer on for the extra point try. It's a fumbled snap. It's eventually spotted. Kick low to the right. No good. Anna's missed two. That one directly the result of a snap from center that was not handled cleanly. And the kick flared to the right just several feet off the ground. Landed beyond the end zone. Rockets have missed two PATs. But lead 12-7, two to play, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Up that touchdown pass play covered just a smidgen under 15 yards. A big fourth downer. Fourth and plenty. Fourth and 7 or 8 to go for a first down. And Anna didn't kick the field goal. It would have had to travel better than 30. Two missed PATs tell you why. Anna did not kick for three there. They left the ball in the hands of Ziegenbusch, and he pitched a beauty. Middle of the field to Cale Hoying. He is a gifted athlete as he knifed in the middle of the Fort Loramie secondary and managed to take that ball away from a Fort Loramie defender who had a fist in there. But it was a fine catch by Hoying right around the goal line, maybe at the one. And he took a big stride and motored in for six. PAT no good. That's where we are, 12-7. Fort Loramie possession after the kickoff return out to about the 27-yard line, first and 10 Redskins. Timeout situation, Chuck. Fort Loramie's got, what, a couple left?
I'm looking up there. Do they tell you? Yeah, two for the Rockets and zero.
I was looking at the wrong side.
Yeah.
Zero timeouts remaining for Fort Loramie. Couple to go for Anna. So the Redskins are going to have to do this drive using the sideline. And here's a pass thrown by Heckman toward the Anna bench, way short of the mark, up around the 30. That was a good incompletion, because if he puts more mustard on it,
yeah,
it's into traffic up at the 35. Second and 10, Fort Loramie. Redskins ball, own 27. Minute 50 to go, second quarter. 12-7 lead in favor of Anna, which registered six on a big fourth down pass play from the 15-yard line of Fort Loramie. Took guts, but Ziegenbusch is so capable of doing it. Heckman fake handoff, keeps, didn't fool Anna, which saddles him with a loss behind the line. And if Anna's smart, Chuck, the Rockets will use their timeouts.
Yeah, they'll stop him.
It is third and 12 for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the 25 of the Redskins, and I'm surprised Anna's not using one.
Yeah, they got two left.
Yeah. That's perplexing.
Yeah, they'll get the ball back with just a little less than a minute if Loramie doesn't pick up a first down.
Two receivers far left for the Redskins. Heckman in the spread, looks right, screen pass middle, dropped on the play by Holdhouse at the 26. He had 5 yards in front of him, maybe not enough to get the first down, but the incompletion stops the clock,
yep,
doesn't force Anna to use a timeout.
Well, the middle screen, and it was wide open,
yep,
and he just, I mean, this is a kid who has not played running back, so you can't say anything. He's had a terrific first half.
68 seconds to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie punting from inside its 15. 12-7 lead, Anna. Good kick, directional. But the deep man for Anna runs far side of the field and grabs it in the air at the 41. He scampers across the 50, dashes to the Fort Loramie 42-yard line. Well done on the play by the Anna Rockets' Brody Murray. He is adept at running an open field. He hurdled one tackler across the 50. He wound up returning it darn near 20 yards, Chuck.
Yeah, he caught it on the fly, so that's an advantage.
Anna's got two timeouts, according to the scoreboard, and 59 seconds with which to work. Ziegenbusch dropped the snap, picked it up. He's in trouble, and he's wrapped up and thrown for a loss. A negative 7 way back at the 47. He almost extricated himself from that first tackle. Forward progress 45, second and 15. Timeout, Anna. 52 ticks on the clock. Anna up 5, 12-7. Late in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Well, it's a big defensive series here for Fort Loramie. 47.7 to go, second quarter. Ziegenbusch on second down and 15. Rifles a pass far side of the field into the boundary to Murray. Catches at the 39. Strides to the Anna bench 40 or 37-yard line. Stopping the clock. 47 ticks to go here in the second quarter. Third and 7, Anna. Ziegenbusch looks right, looks left, then back to the right. Receiver catches, makes a man miss. Down the sideline, close to the 30 of Fort Loramie. D.J. Roberts with a nice catch and run. He avoided a tackle and got the first at the Fort Loramie 30-yard line. big defensive series for the Redskins late in the second quarter.
Roberts did a really nice job. He could have got about three more yards, but he got out of bounds instead.
Here's Higginbush deep in the pocket, dancing, hot feet, nervous feet, throwing, far corner, end zone, beyond the end zone. Good coverage by Fort Loramie. Vauble was out of the end zone, no chance. 35.9 to go, second quarter. Second and 10, and a 29-yard line of Fort Loramie. One timeout left for Anna. And don't be surprised if Higginbush takes off and runs it. He is so capable, you must be wary. Snap back to Higginbush. There he goes, right up the middle, running. Quarterback draw, makes a man miss at the 23, 22, and he lurches to the 20. It is very close to a first down.
Picks up 9 yards.
9 gained on the play, third and one upcoming. Timeout taken. Rockets, the last timeout for Anna. 26.7 to go. It is third and one. Coming up for Anna at the Fort Loramie 20 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
On third down for Anna. From the 20-yard line at Fort Loramie, Higginbush throws left side of the field inside the 10. Tanner Heckman makes the pick. What a play by Heckman. He leaped high in the air, much like Tanner Eilerman earlier in this game, Chuck, and made a great catch, picked it off. And we've had 5 turnovers in this game. I thought we'd have 5 touchdowns by halftime. Only 3 of those. 5 miscues, and Fort Loramie's defense comes up big and dodges a bullet.
Yeah, that was a big stop right there.
Higginbush underthrew his receiver, was trying to hit a man. I think it was Murray down around the goal line, but he underthrew him. It looked like Higginbush was trying to make sure he got the ball up and over the leaping hands of Tanner Eilerman. Too much air under it. It fell short. Heckman speared it one-handed like Eilerman earlier in this half. And Fort Loramie kneels down. And that ends the second quarter of this game. Not really what we expected. 12-7 Anna. As I said, 5 turnovers in this contest so far. 2 touchdowns to 1. Anna has missed both PATs. That's why we've got a 5-point differential, Anna 12 and Fort Loramie 7. What an improvement, Chuck, but Fort Loramie from week 1 to week 2, significant for sure.
Oh, the defense definitely is. They're just playing with a lot of confidence, and they're playing an awfully good football team, and boy, they're playing them toe-to-toe.
Well, 2 quarters in the books. And here at the half, we'll have highlights for you from the Anna State Championship win in 2019 over New Middletown Springfield. That was a running clock game, 48-14, Anna's D6 state title contest in 2019. Stay tuned for highlights upcoming. 12-7 halftime score, Anna by 5 over Fort Loramie. It has been a terrific game so far. Even Steven, this outcome very much in doubt. Cutaway Styling. Selling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, the adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair, thanks to beautiful care at Cutaway. Owner extraordinaire, Deb Gubo, stylist Ann Turner, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. It's our experience and your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Halftime at Booster Field in Anna. Rockets 12, Redskins 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
A little Hall and Oates. Welcoming us right back here to Booster Field at Anna. Halftime, 12-7. Anna leads Fort Loramie. It is a very good, close football game. A little sloppy at times. Five turnovers, three touchdowns. Our halftime report is brought to you here on scoresbroadcast.com by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, the Redskins, they've run the ball 15 times for 39 yards. They've been sacked three times, so that's a lot of their rushing yardage that's gone back. I've been real impressed with Holthouse. I think the kid's going to be a good running back before he's done.
Sure.
7 for 11, throwing at 62 yards, 101 total yards, 7 first downs, turned the ball over twice. On the other side, Anna ran the ball 17 times for 56 yards, 8 of 17 for 81 yards, 137 total. Again, 7 first downs and 3 turnovers for the Rockets. Way too many. It's early in the season, but still way too many.
What a significant stride forward, Chuck, for Fort Loramie on the defensive side of the ball.
They've played really well. They're really stacking up the middle. They're not letting Ziegenbusch get loose, which had to be their fear coming into it.
Yep.
And just doing a great job on the backside playing pass defense.
Meanwhile, for Anna, execution offensively lacking at times. Two big touchdown throws, though. And that's what makes Ziegenbusch so dangerous. You don't know when he's going to throw one right on the mark. He loves that post pattern.
Well, they can score on any snap. That's the key with Anna, and that's what you got to be looking for. That's for sure.
12-7 Anna over Fort Loramie. Halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Put Burke to work.
Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
And welcome back to Anna High School's Booster Field. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. The weather has delivered. So has this football game. It's a tight struggle. The Anna-Fort Loramie confrontation here at Anna High School, 12-7 in favor of the Rockets after two quarters of play. We're going to feature now for you several minutes of highlights from the 2019 Anna State Championship win over New Middletown Springfield, 48-14. Anna was 14-1 that year, 13 continuous clock games. This was one of them.
We pick up action, no score in the game, as the Rockets take advantage of a new Middletown Springfield turnover.
And right away, Anna with a short field, recovering a fumble at the 13. And the Rockets now have goal to go at the 2 on the first down run by Bixler. Here's Hulskamp. He spins, backpedals, goal line. Does he get in? Yes, he does. Riley Hulskamp barges home from about the 3-yard line. And Anna is the first to score. 6-0, 4:57 left, opening period.
Now, they did a nice job of taking advantage of that turnover, and that's what they got to do. If they're going to give them the ball, they got to take that gift and unwrap it.
What a job by the offensive front. Dylan Steike Ellinger, Will Luthman, Luke Dye, Anthony Billing, Evan Puppelman, as they produced enough forward charge to allow Hulskamp to go up the back of the offensive lineman and get the nose of the football across the goal line. Zach Ambus on for the extra point. Zach is 81 for 89 on the year, and this one is buried between the uprights. He's got it. Anna's got a 7-0 lead. Under 5 to go. First quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. Second down, goal to go from the 4. Bixler read the defensive line charge very well on that last play as 2 or 3 defenders bit on Hulskamp. Bixler tucked it away, got inside the 5. Long cadence, fake to Hulskamp. Bixler keeps, a cavity opens up right up the middle, and he's untouched into the end zone. Touchdown, Anna. Wow. Puppelman and Dye broke open a big spread. And charging through the hole with Bixler as he takes it in the last 2 plays from a little better than 9 yards out. And Anna, thanks to New Middletown Springfield's turnover, penalties, and great field position for the Rockets, lead 13-0. All important extra point upcoming for Ambus. Ball will be placed down at the 10. The kick is on the way. Boy, from up here, it looks real good. It's true. He nails it. Less than a minute gone, second quarter. Anna ahead of New Middletown Springfield in the D6 State Championship, 14-0 on scoresbroadcast.com. And New Middletown Springfield is just over the 50 now at the Anna 49. Run guard rolling right. He goes 12 yards laterally behind the line of scrimmage. Oh, and then Anna strips the football. It's loose on the gridiron. Back inside the 40. Still rolling. Rockets on a recovery at the 35. Run guard got a little too cute. He was a bit too fancy in the offensive backfield. My, oh my, what a play by Cam Stewart.
There was a lineman that was trying to get it, and Stewart made up about 5 yards on him and got to the ball first.
Here is Bixler dealing Hulskamp. He's got open space. He cuts it back at the 40. He's beyond the linebackers at the 50. A safety tries to catch him down inside the 20. Hulskamp running hard. He lunges to the pylon. Got it for the touchdown. And our Rockets take the lead 27-7. Great read by Bixler. And it was Riley Hulskamp on a mad dash to the end zone. A huge crevice developed in the middle of that offensive line. What a job by Luke Dye and his fellow lineman up front. Hulskamp did the rest.
And 72 yards.
Woo. Here is Bixler. Oh, a great fake. Fine read. He didn't give it to Hulskamp. He hung on. Bixler around left end, twisting and turning. 48-49. He's got 10 and a first down. Hard earned. But Bixler,
wow, what a run.
It all started with a terrific read as several defensive linemen for New Middletown Springfield bit on the fake and dove at the feet of Riley Hulskamp. Bart Bixler, with a crafty sleight of hand maneuver, had the football all the way, and he produced 10 and a first down shy of the 50. First and 10 Rockets, 5:20 left in the third, and a 34. New Middletown Springfield, 14. Seconds ticking away here in the third quarter. We're down to 3.5 remaining. Anna up by 20. Fast break offense. Bixler, Hulskamp between right tackle and guard. Oh, he's got a slither of an opening. He slashes through. 10, 5. He won't be three caught. He's over. Hillscamp with two scores here in the third quarter, and Anna has run up the score to 40-14.
Yep, this one's over.
And look out here. Anna on a big run. Bart Bixler outside right tackle. He got a key block. Made a man miss. Look at Bart go. 50-40. He's on the loose. Will the Tigers catch him? And they finally do. Down inside the 5-yard line. A splendid run by Bixler. The rushing yards for the Rockets continue to mount here in the second half. Great blocking up front.
Puts them over 300 now for the game.
And Anna's within one play, Chuck, maybe two, of making this a mercy rule continuous clock. That is going to do it. The Anna Rockets celebrate a Division VI state championship here today. Rockets earned it. It's been a fantastic season. 14-1. Anna was outstanding all year long. Simply put, the 1-2 punch of Bart Bixler and Riley Hillscamp could not be stopped. Very rarely was it slowed down. Maybe for a few plays in a stretch, it might have been slowed down, but never more than that. Anna proving to be too good once again here today. Another continuous clock victory, 48-14 over New Middletown Springfield.
Thanks to a large degree to 25 outstanding seniors, the Anna Rockets won that 2019 D6 state title easily, losing only once in a rainstorm here at Anna's Booster Field,
The
Marion local, 17-14.
Right.
It was Anna's only setback, 3 points to Marion, right here during thunderstorms. And that was it. 13 of 14 victories were continuous clock contests.
Oh, that was a great football team and so much fun to watch.
70-some tackles for lost yardage by the defense that season.
Yeah, it wasn't just the offense.
Well, here at Anna High School tonight, Booster Field at 12-7. Anna leads Fort Loramie. We're about set to resume action and have our third quarter kickoff upcoming when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O'ReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Redskins have made two big interceptions tonight, one by Tanner Heckman, one by Tanner Eilerman, as the quarterback, Ziegenbusch for Anna, failed to throw over the top cleanly of those two young men at 6'4 and 6'3, and they picked him off. The last one coming in the final minute of the second quarter to preserve the score, 12-7. Anna was driving to go up by two touchdowns. Fort Loramie boots to start the third quarter. Anna returns from the 17 near sideline. Return man felt it at the 25 and depth. Tyson Vavil brought it back upfield. Now let's see who made the tackle. Give credit on the play to the Redskins.
Gavin Bertke.
Number 4 on his back, and he made the hit. A jarring tackle. First and 10, Anna, 25-yard line. Rockets to the line of scrimmage, opening seconds, third quarter of play. It is Ziegenbusch riding the ball into the belly of Riley Brewer. No gain. Stopped cold at the 26-yard line. For Fort Loramie's tenacity up front along the line of scrimmage on defense, much, much better than 1 week ago. The Redskins are wrapping up waist high around the legs and securing the ball carriers. Second down and 9. Give Brewer a yard gain on the previous play.
Two receivers far right, three to the left for Ziegenbusch. Line to gain the 36. Ziegenbusch out pattern, trying to throw it right flat for T.J. Roberts. No good. Wide of the mark. He missed him.
Well, somebody I haven't mentioned, but I've been watching the kid play, is Holden Grillo. He's a 5'11 sophomore, and he's all over the field out there. He's playing outstanding defense.
Yep, super play by Grillo. Redskins really charged up, played a fine first half last week. Minster outplayed him last two quarters en route to the 27-17 victory. Anna up here, 12-7. But the Rockets confront a third and nine at their own 26. Quarterback is Ziegenbusch in the spread. It is a bubble screen, left flat, dropped on the play. Oh, the receiver for Anna, Brody Murray, had open space. He had a 10 or 15 yard gain anyway, and he mishandled it. And Fort Laramie will get the ball on a punt.
Yeah, he hit him right in the hands. Mm.
Not a good start, third quarter for Anna. Execution very poor. Redskins to return the kick from the 42, and they boot it deep for Eilerman. Oh, it's over his head, and he can't catch up to it on the bounce. 25-yard line. What a kick for Ziegenbusch of Anna as he sailed that against the breeze over Eilerman's head.
Yeah, that was a rocket.
No pun.
It took me a second to go, wait a second. It was a rocket.
Yep, Tanner Eilerman played Ziegenbusch a little short on that punt, and it was boomed by Zig over Eilerman's top, and Tanner couldn't field it. Ball hit at the 33, rolled dead at the 25. Redskins to the line of scrimmage, opening minute, third quarter. Holdhouse is submerged under green jerseys at the 26. He gained one.
Yeah, they got into his legs really well that time. He had no place to go.
Grant Beckman, Ezra Egbert stalled that running play. Second down, nine for Fort Laramie at the Redskins 26, 12-7 Anna. Opening 2 minutes, third quarter. Two receivers flank wide left. Heckman looks that way. Slant pattern behind Eilerman. It is missed at the 38. Eilerman was available. The timing was off. Yep. Both quarterbacks, both offenses shooting themselves in the foot here at the start of the second half of this game. 10:20 remaining, third quarter, 12-7, Anna in the lead. Next week on scoresbroadcast.com, we're on the air from Sydney Stadium at 6:20. Next Friday night, Fort Laramie versus Lehman Catholic. Heckman 8 yards behind the line. Uh-oh, here comes the blitz package from Anna. Tackle made at the 18-yard line. It's a sack of Heckman. Both teams go three and out to start the third quarter. All the credit in the world to Ezra Egbert, 6'2", 225 junior defensive lineman. Heckman to punt from his own six. Anna promises to get very good field position here. Need a good snap from center, does Fort Laramie. Kick is away off the side of Heckman's foot. He squirts it up over the 30. Let's see where the officials mark it.
We got a roughing the kicker, I think.
Oh, is it a 5-yarder or a 15-yard penalty? Heckman gets up limping. Ball out of bounds at the 36 or 37. Chuck, let's see what's been called. This is critical.
I think it was a personal foul. Boy, they drilled him.
Haven't seen the mechanics from the referee yet.
Yep.
Oh, it is. Uh-huh. 15-yarder, first down for Fort Laramie. Heckman was roughed. Anna nearly got to him. Under duress, Heckman splattered that one off the right side of his foot. And then Anna hit him pretty hard down around the knees.
Oh, that, I thought that was automatic. That's not an automatic. Well, yeah, it is. There they go. I thought that was automatic.
First down, 34 for Fort Laramie. First and 10
just shy of the 35. 2.5 gone. Third quarter, 12-7. Anna. Snap to Heckman. Ball delivered to Holdhouse. Left tackle, left guard. He squirms for two. New line of scrimmage, the 36. Up off the pile for the Anna Rockets is Egbert again. Help on the play from Grant Beckman. Just over the 35 is Fort Loramie on into the field. 9 to play in the third, 12-7 Anna. Redskins enabled to sustain this possession thanks to a roughing the kicker penalty on Anna. Short drop, Heckman throwing long and high, far side of the field. It is a great catch, a great catch. Fort Loramie hauled it in. Luthman inside the 40. The coverage was super. Luthman stole the ball from the Anna defender and high-stepped it out of bounds at the 35. Terrific play by Luthman of the Redskins.
It was a really nice throw, too. I mean, the two, they hooked up, and that was a big play.
Yeah, that makes Eilerman more dangerous, Chuck, if Luthman, the other wide receiver, can get into the act. 35 of Anna. Ball dealt on the play to Holdhouse. He stood up behind the line. It goes for a minus two or three. His number on first down has been called with regularity. Anna subdued it. Forward progress, 36. Second 11 for Fort Loramie. 8:28 to go, third quarter, 12-7 Anna. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Here we go, near side, Eilerman, Luthman. Heckman may look this way. He does, still looks, fires. Eilerman down the middle, too high, intercepted and dropped at the 17 by Anna.
Well, I'll tell you what, Eilerman dislodged the ball on the interception, but he didn't mean to. He got tackled right into him,
yep,
and he had no chance.
Well, that was a collision.
Yeah, boy.
Ball too high for Tanner. Anna nearly made the pick. It was Dyson Vobel who wound up getting the blow from Eilerman, who, as Chuck noted, inadvertently caused the collision and sprung the ball loose. Incompletion.
They'll say it was a great defensive play.
Third and 11, rollout. Heckman loops it downfield, coming back forth the receiver. He has to play defender and break it up at the 10.
Four defenders down there on defensively that time.
Yep. Tanner Eilerman was double covered times two.
Yep. Well, they had two on him, and then by the time the ball was in the air, there were four kids down there.
Yep. And a player shaken up. Fourth and 11 for Fort Loramie when we return. Eight to go in the third. 12-7. Redskins trail the Rockets by five on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, after the great catch by Luthman, Fort Loramie doesn't move the football. In fact, the Redskins go minus one on the ground. Two incompletions. And as we hear CSX number 6 blow through behind us, west side of the field at Anna, tracks to our rear. As we hear the CSX choo-choo, choo-choo. Fourth down 11 for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage 34 of Anna. 8 minutes and a second to go, third quarter. 12-7, Anna in the lead.
Roberts was shaken up on that play, but he's walking off on his own, but he doesn't look like he feels great.
Good to see that he is moving off the playing surface under his own power.
tell you what, there have been some nasty hits and collisions in this game.
It's been a rivalry game for sure.
Is it a backyard rivalry or what? Woo! They're playing like their next door neighbors. Here we go. Fort Loramie lines up to go for it. Mike Heckman pooch it. Line of scrimmage, 36 of Anna. Heckman drops back, takes the long snap, kicks it toward the end zone, and it hits at the 7 and goes in. He needed a coffin corner that one a little more to the right at the numbers. Anna starts 1st and 10 from its own 20 with 7:55 to go in the third quarter. Great game. Anna still leads it 12-7, no scoring here in the second half. I'd like to remind you that Frisch is in Sydney on West Michigan Avenue. The Route 47 has the Brupper Bar on Wednesdays beginning at 4 p.m. Breakfast at supper time. The Brupper Bar. It is really, really tasty. Very good. For about $10, you can take advantage of it. The Brupper Bar on Wednesdays at 4 at the Sydney Frisch's. End sweep, Ziegenbusch all the way. He carves out yardage, 25, 26, out of bounds he goes. Ball marked for play about 3 or 4 yards short of a first down. 2nd and 4 coming up. Wyatt Holdhouse doing double duty. Running back on offense in there defensively at linebacker. Made the stop on Zig. 2nd down 4, Anna. 26-yard line of the Rockets. 7:20 left in the third quarter. 12-7, Anna in the lead. Doesn't that sound good, Chuck? Brupper Bar?
Everything sounds good right now. I've had 6 bites of popcorn today. That's it.
Uh-oh, running play, Anna. No go. Fort Loramie stops it cold. Line of scrimmage, 27-28. It was Brewer trying to budge up the middle. Fort Loramie said, not on our watch. Good tackle, middle of the field. Fort Loramie Redskins. Defensive line, Drew Bergman in there on the hit. Brett Demange came up to assist. 3rd and 4, and a big play. Line of scrimmage, Rockets 26. Final 6.5 of the third. 12-7, and a lead. Rockets late, getting a player on the field. Anna may have to use a timeout, and they do. 6:24 to go, third quarter, 12-7, Anna. As we were saying, Frisch's Brupper Bar on Wednesday nights at 4 for about $10. All-you-can-eat breakfast food at supper time. That's the Brupper Bar at Frisch's. And Frisch's is open, going as strong as ever. You'll love it. Route 47, west of I-75 in Sydney. Sydney Frisch's has never left you. Iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, hot, delicious chili and vegetable soup, that superb hot fudge cake, and now pumpkin pie at Frisch's. Don't forget the breakfast bar, 7 to 1 on weekends, 7 to 11 on weekdays. Open till 10 weekends, till 9 on weeknights. Frisch's, West Michigan Avenue, Route 47 in Sydney, still going strong. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Possession down for Anna. Big play, 3rd and 4. Here's Ziegenbusch, offensive backfield. He does not give it off to Brewer. And Ziegenbusch is belted down. Might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage. Ziegenbusch faked us out, Chuck, but not the Fort Loramie defense.
Holdhouse was all over that, and he hit him first, and about 6 other guys were there to help him. That was a great defensive play.
I tell you what, Wyatt Holdhouse, offensively, defensively, a star here tonight. And now Anna must punt deep from its own end inside the 20. Ziegenbusch, like his counterpart, quarterback Heckman of Fort Loramie, does the booting for the Rockets. And he squibs a low one. It hits at the 50, and it takes a 15-yard squirt down the field to the Fort Loramie 35. Redskins possession, 5:37 to go. Third quarter kind of dragging a bit. No points on the board. 5-point lead still for Anna. Now, more popular than ever at Frisch's in Sydney is that new dinner menu. I've had the meatloaf. I've had the chicken pot pie. They're both outstanding. Whitefish is available as well, along with spaghetti. What's your favorite thing? At Frisch's in Sydney. Still in Sydney, going strong with those fabulous fish, Frisch's favorites. Heckman runs on first down, outside left tackle, and he romps those legs up and down, churns to about the 39. Picked up 4 or 5, second down and 6 for Fort Loramie, short of the 40-yard line, down to 5:20 left to go here in the third quarter. I love that Frisch's Coca-Cola, Chuck, that crushed ice. Nobody serves crushed ice like Frisch's.
No, you're right. You're right. That is a great drink. And thank goodness it's not Pepsi.
Second down and 6. Here is Heckman keeping behind his right guard. Breaks into the clear. Beats resistance over the 50. A linebacker nailed him. Boy, Heckman went down suddenly. He gets up. What a jarring tackle on the play. Cale Hoying and Brody Murray met him at the point of attack. It opened up for Heckman, and then he was hit hard, but got to the plus side of the 50, first and 10. Or my mistake, I'm 5 yards ahead of myself. Line of scrimmage, the 46 of the Redskins. Good enough for a first.
Well, he took quite a shot on that punt. He did not play defense this last series. They had him over here resting a little bit.
Good observation, Chuck. Here's Heckman running right up the middle. Oh, he tumbles ahead to the 50-46 of Anna. Offensive line for Fort Loramie getting it done. Advantage Redskins up front at the moment. Dylan Meyer at center. Zach Siegel, Sebastian Barhorst, the guards. Grady Bornhorst and Davis Goubeau, the tackles, clearing the path for Heckman. As he romped for 8, second down and 2 from the Anna 46. 3:50 to go, third quarter, still 12-7 Anna. Will Loramie try to throw a surprise here and pass on second down and short? No, it's Heckman picking his way to the line of scrimmage. Splits defenders beyond the linebackers. Upset at the 31. Fine run. Good enough for 15 more. Offensive line for Fort Loramie is knocking Anna off the ball at the moment.
Well, I'll tell you, Heckman is doing a great job of reading that play. Yep. He's watching what the defensive end's coming down. If he doesn't come down, then he keeps it. If he does come down, he hands it off.
Yep, the deficit in this game for the Redskins is 5 because Anna missed 2 PATs. Rockets' 2 kicks were no good. 12-7 lead, a touchdown puts Fort Loramie ahead. Heckman again, calls his own number, slides outside right tackle, shoestring tackle at the 26. Heckman on the play, picked up 6 more. Why not, Chuck, if Anna doesn't stop it, keep going to the well again?
I used to run inbounds plays, and somebody would say, don't you have another one? And I go, I've scored on the last 7, why would I change it?
That's a good one. Good story. 2:42 to go, third quarter. Second down, 3.5 to go for a first down from the Wildcat. Holdhouse, left tackle, powers to about the 23 or 4. Very close to a first down. It's going to be third and what, a couple for a first down, Chuck?
Yes, you know, a third and about 1.5, maybe 2. They're saying 3 on the boards.
Third down and 2 officially. Wildcat again. Holdhouse is snowed under at the 21. And let's see if the chain has moved forward. Did he get the first? He got it. A foot to spare. First and 10, Fort Loramie. Boy, here the last several plays, it's been Heckman calling his number or Holdhouse from the Wildcat. It's worked.
Yeah. They're running the ball well. And that's quite the running back they got back there, because when they're running the Wildcat, they've got Hayden Lemkel there, and that's a big kid to lead you through the hole.
Heckman takes the snap, picks his way, left tackle, left guard, not much room. Maybe 1 from the 21 to the 20. Second down and 9, Fort Loramie. And the Redskins are chewing up clock. They're getting yards, keeping Anna off the field. Again, I repeat, Anna's got 12 points in this game, couple touchdown throws by Ziegenbusch, but two blown extra points. Neither one was close.
No.
Bad snap on one, then a faulty kick to the right on the other.
Yep.
1 minute to go, third quarter, 12-7 Anna. Serious threat to Fort Loramie in the red zone. Heckman keeps again on second and 9. Left tackle, called a zone number maybe one too many times. No running room there. Anna stands him up. Third down and 8. This Grant Beckman is a stalwart. Dynamite linebacker for Anna. 6'1", 205, a senior. He and Austin Steinke stood up Heckman. And now Fort Loramie's got to throw the football. 20-yard line. Get it to Heckman in the flat in space. Or I should say Heckman get it to Eilerman in the flat in space. Let him do his thing. Eilerman split wide right. Double coverage. Heckman looks that way. Fires. Middle of the field. Too high. Missed Eilerman at the 6. Tell you what, Chuck, if that ball's down chest high, it's a touchdown.
Touchdown. Yep, he just overthrew him, but, you know, that these are kids playing a sport, and, you know, there's no perfection. Both teams are playing so hard.
Boy, that is an understatement. We've seen it. The collisions have been loud and jarring.
Well, you can tell it's almost fall because look at that moon out there. Big old harvest moon.
Yeah. Looking through the branches of the tree to see the moon. It looks a little Halloweenish, kind of
yeah,
spooky.
It does.
Spooky. Clock winding down. Fort Loramie's going to have the third quarter break to think about fourth and 9. 12-7 Anna in the red zone. The Redskins when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
And here is Tanner Heckman on 4th and 9 from the 20-yard line of Anna, throwing back corner of the end zone, jump ball, it is no good. Flag is down. Fans, I was premature in sounding the end of the third quarter. Fort Loramie actually took a timeout with 15 seconds to go in the third, and then that pass play, jump ball, corner of the end zone, didn't look like interference. Don't know what's been called. Let's see what happens here. Officials talking about it near side of the gridiron. It was a fourth down incomplete pass thrown by Fort Loramie, and is it a sideline warning against the Redskins?
Yes.
6 seconds on the clock.
What's the penalty?
Well, I thought it was the signal for a sideline warning, but no. Public address corrects me. Personal foul on Fort Loramie. That gets Anna out of a hole. First and 10 Rockets at their own 35. Tough break for the Redskins.
Boy.
As Tanner Heckman threw it up for grabs right corner of the end zone. Double, triple coverage on Tanner Eilerman. If anybody could have caught that one, it would have been Tanner. But it was just too high, too far. Needed a 13-yard end zone. Not enough depth. Here's Riley Brewer, first and 10, last play, third quarter. outside right tackle, cuts it back to the 39, stopped right there. Third period ends. Nobody scored in the third. We're stuck at 12-7. Anna, what scores? Broadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Yep. Anna starts the fourth quarter, Chuck, with an aborted play. Snap is wide, back to Ziegenbusch, off his fingertips. He falls on it at the 32. It's now 3rd and 12 for Anna.
There's been neither team really moving the ball much here.
Little jockeying back and forth, either side of the 50. Each team getting close to the red zone on the edge of it once. But the offenses, except for a little running spurt by Fort Loramie, have not done much here in the second half. Here is Anna, long snap count, delay a game maybe. Yep, that's the call.
They've been close on three or four others, not getting the plays in time.
3rd and 17 for Anna. Line of scrimmage, 28 of the Rockets. Boy, Fort Loramie with a stop here can get good field position. Critical play.
Anna doesn't want to do anything silly right here.
Here is the snap back to Ziegenbusch at his 24. He's at the 20. Arches a pass up the left side. It's thrown to the boundary, into the bench. No good. Fourth down, Anna. 4th and 17. A minute gone. Fourth quarter. 12-7 game. We've had 5 turnovers, 3 touchdowns. I would have figured
the opposite.
5 touchdowns, 3 turnovers.
Yep.
Can I take credit for the right numbers?
Yes, you can.
Yep, Ziegenbusch is at his 16 to punt. Eilerman needs to come up and grab this football. He's back at his 36. Kick is away. Wow. Oh, it's a beauty with the wind. Eilerman at his 27. Herky-jerky move. Makes one man miss. Two are missed. Tackle made at the 34. Eilerman did as well as he could. Boy, does Ziegenbusch put that in orbit. That was in orbit. 10:54 to go here in the fourth. And it is a 12-7 game and in the lead. If the scoreboard is indeed correct, each team's used up a timeout in the second half. Two left for Anna, two left for Fort Loramie. 5-point game. Redskins in the line of scrimmage. Luthman flanked to the right along with Eilerman. Eilerman split about 10. Luthman about 15. Ball thrown underneath. Nice catch and run. Hauled in on the play by Rose. Rose to the 33, up and over it. 35, 38. Knocked off his pins right there. I like the play as Luthman and Eilerman cleared out up the right side.
Yep.
Rose underneath caught it. Productive gain of 5 on first down. 2nd and 5, Fort Loramie at the Redskins 38, 12-7, Anna leads. 10:20 left to go, fourth quarter. Oh, what a sight. Beautiful complex here at Booster Field. And there aren't that many empty seats. Heckman picks his way, line of scrimmage. right in behind his right tackle and guard. Nudge forward for 3.5. It's going to be third and about 5 feet for a first down. Dylan Meyer, Zach Siegel, and Davis Gubo were out ahead of Heckman. Third down, call it 2 officially to go for a first down at the 41 of Fort Loramie. If you gain something here, you might be in four down territory.
Maybe.
If you lose a yard or two, you're not. Hand off, offensive backfield holdout. A leap and a surge to the 44. He's got the first. Move the chain. Nice play by Holdhouse. He got direction from head coach Spencer Wells this week, Chuck. Spencer said, hey, when you get in the hole, you can make one cut. Otherwise, I want you going downhill all the time.
North and south.
Yep.
That is good coaching.
Yep.
Especially for a youngster that's not used to this position.
Exactly. 43-yard line for Fort Loramie. First and 10, 9 minutes to go. Fourth quarter, 12-7 Anna. Deep drop, Heckman throws under duress. Near sideline, Luthman out of bounds at the 38. Good coverage by Ziegenbusch as Luthman went into the bench hard. Ball was a bit overthrown. Three people for Fort Loramie on the sideline. White jerseys, maybe a trainer. Went down as a result of the contact. Ball was thrown by Heckman Wee up in the atmosphere for Luthman, who simply ran out of real estate. Second down and 10. Clock stopped on the incompletion. 9:02 left here in the fourth. Heckman to the line of scrimmage. Receivers left and right. It goes on the play to Holdhouse. He bucks off a tackler at the 44. Kicks those legs hard. Digs to the 48.
They got to be real happy with what they're watching this young man do tonight running the football.
Holdhouse picked up 5. Third and 5, Fort Loramie. 48-yard line, Redskins end. Line to gain, the 47 of Anna. Down to 8:34 to go, fourth quarter. 12-7 Anna. Eilerman flanked 15 to the right. Let's see what is up the Redskins' sleeve here. Substitution late. Coming on the field for Fort Loramie. Brett demands offensive side of the ball. Fort Loramie runs it. It's Holdhouse. He digs to the 46-45. Loose ball. Fumble. Who's got it? Rockets say we have it. Referees go to the spot. It is Rockets possession. My, oh my, I think Holdhouse pleading his case. He thought he was down. No dice. Official ruling. Sixth turnover of this game. Redskins have rushed it for a first down to the 45 or 44 of Anna. It's coughed up. Anna on the recovery. 8:08 to go in the fourth. What's that, 3 turnovers each team, Chuck, in this game?
That is 3 for Anna and 3 up, 3 in each, 3 each.
6 total turnovers. That was a big one. Fort Loramie was on a march. Anna takes over. A touchdown now by the Rockets could put this game away. Here's a crossing pattern. Middle of the field, Ziegenbusch tries to find the hot receiver, Brody Murray. Incomplete at the 43. At the hash marks, this side of the 50. Pretty good coverage on the play by Fort Loramie.
Well, Ziegenbusch is 8 for 23 now. He is really just not throwing the ball like we expected to see him throw it tonight.
Nope. Heckman, a little bit better, not much.
Not a lot. He's missed his last. Well, he's 1 of 2, so he's 9 of 19.
Second and 10, Anna, 44, the Rockets. Low snap to Ziegenbusch. He looks to the left flat. A Fort Loramie defender tips it. The ball is juggled by the Anna receiver. It's on the ground. No good. Incomplete. Well done by Fort Loramie. Ball arrived in the left flat to Vabel. He was cracked as the ball arrived on the rebound. Redskins nearly got it. Great play by Grillo.
Boy, he is having a game.
He has leveled several Rockets in this contest tonight. 7:56 to go, fourth quarter. 12-7 Anna, third and 10 Rockets at their own 44.
two receivers each way. Stigenbush looks middle of the field. Quarterback draw all the way. He dashes to the 48-50, flops over it to the 48 of Fort Loramie. Gain of 6 or 7. It's going to be 4th and 3 for the Rockets at the Fort Loramie 49. Boy, not punting here is a risk.
Yeah. Well, that was Colton Rose that time for the Redskins, and he came in. It looked like Stigenbush sprung at the first down.
Yep.
And he just cut his feet.
He saved the day. Colton Rose to the rescue. Stigenbush will punt. He's at his 39. Eilerman back at his 15. 7:20 to go in the fourth quarter. 12-7 Anna. Snap back to Stigenbush, a good one. Does he go for the coffin corner? It's directional. Far side of the field. Oh, he turns that ball over. It's rolling, rolling. He hooked it. It went out of bounds down inside the 10, maybe inside the 5.
I think it stopped on the 4. And it did not go out of bounds. It died on the 4-yard line.
What a kick by Stigenbush. That's the way I'd squib a kickball back when I was a 6-year-old.
Oh, they got it up at the 9.
Okay.
I'm blind, but yeah, it's a nice, still great punt.
There was no way that Anna was going to let Tanner Eilerman touch it. They didn't.
Nope.
Kicked it away from him on the ground. That's one of those cases, Chuck, where sometimes you benefit with two back receiving a punt.
I agree.
If you got two back there, you can't kick it away from both. So there's no such thing as a directional kick anymore.
Right, but you just still kick it away from Eilerman.
Sure. Here's Heckman throwing from the 2. Looks. Right side of the field. Anna in coverage. Ball's on the ground. Receiver smothered it. Incomplete at the 24-yard line. Intended on the play for Tanner Eilerman. I tell you what, the defenses have been so good. Pressure on the quarterback so good, coverage in the secondary so good, neither QB close to 50%.
No. And they got 91 yards to go to try to take the lead in this game with 7 minutes.
Yep. Heckman, 1-yard line. Flat pass caught at the 9. That's the line of scrimmage. Completion, but no gain. Colton Rose caught it. Had to dive to the ground to make the play. And it's 3rd and 10 for Fort Loramie with 6:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna still in the lead, 12-7. No scoring in a second half. Defenses have led the way final two quarters of this game. And I never dreamed this would be a 12-7 game halfway through the fourth. 3rd and 10, Heckman and company backed up at the 9. Heckman in the end zone, middle screen. It's Wyatt Holdhouse. He catches at the 7, rumbles to the 15, 17, 18. Where is forward progress? 1 yard short. Very close. A yard shy. Fort Loramie has no choice, Chuck, but to punt the football.
I think they're going for it.
Let's see. Odd looking formation.
Yeah, Anna's going to call timeout.
It caught Anna by surprise and caused the Rockets to use a timeout. Heads up play before Loramie. Redskins had come up to the line in an unconventional look, not punt formation. Anna took no chance, called timeout. It is 4th down, at least a yard and a half or two coming up for Fort Loramie at their own 17. Redskins trail the Rockets 12-7. 5:54 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs it follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Oh, and guess what? Wildcat formation, Wyatt Holdhouse on 4th and 5 feet. takes the snap 6 yards behind the line, puts his head down, and bullies his way to the 20. He's got the first on fourth down, little less than two. That took some guts, Chuck. You don't make it there, ball game's over.
Well, if you don't make it there, it's over, yes, but I think if you punt it away and it's going to have the ball on their ordinary side of the field, I think that was a great call.
It might have been over had you punted it. Here's a rollout by Heckman. It's a receiver right flat near the boundary. Stepping out of bounds was Luthman, far side of the field, 23-yard line. Picked up three. Luthman needed to stay in bounds. Had he tight-roped a little bit better around the Anna defender, he might have gotten six or seven. But his foot stepped on the stripe 3 yards upfield. Second down and seven, Fort Loramie, 23-yard line. Redskins into the field. Anna leads 12-7. No scoring in the second half. The defenses have dominated. The hitting has been hard, clean, aggressive. Defensive play spot on. Heckman on second and long runs between left guard and tackle. Hangs onto that football, and he squirts to the 27-yard line. Third and three for Fort Loramie. And given what the Redskins showed a moment ago, Chuck, you might as well say you got two plays to make 3 yards.
I don't see him punting at this point.
Nope. Because you punt the ball away, that might be ball game two.
Well, you got two timeouts, so that's another thing. You don't have all three of them.
Adlerman flank wide left. Heckman takes the snap, picks his way. Line of scrimmage, meets resistance at the 29. He's thrown back. Boy, he buckled when Grant Beckman hit him. What a play by the Anna linebacker. That's the tackle of this game right there. Heckman had an opening. A crevice developed. He was about ready to stride through it and punch up and over the 30, but Beckman popped him. Here it is, fourth and two. Ball game, 28-yard line. Fort Loramie down five, keeps it out pattern, wide open. Luthman at the 36. Anna didn't cover it. Anna didn't think Fort Loramie would throw the ball this side of the field to Luthman. They were soft. Ziegenbusch came up to make the hit. Oh, that was one heck of a call.
It was.
Clutch time. It worked. Heckman for Luthman. 36-yard line. 4:03 to go in the game. 12-7. Anna in the lead. Fort Loramie's worked the ball out from the shadow of its own goalposts to the 35. Here's a little button hook upfield to Eilerman. He turns in and catches at the 44. Circles around the tackler. Goes to the far side. He winds up being dropped at the 44. Good for 8. Second down and 2 for Fort Loramie.
Well, he took a pop and didn't lose his balance.
Nope, that's what I mean, Chuck. For the hits have been hard, clean, aggressive. The defenses have dominated this game. Second and a couple. Heckman calls his own number. He squirts up the middle. Stretches out over the 45 to the 46. I think he's a foot short.
This guy on his side, he likes to do the first down whether he looks or not.
Yep, it is signaled. First and 10 Redskins at their own 46. The clock's a factor. 3:19 to go. Fort Loramie, 2 timeouts left. Anna 1. Here is Eilerman and Luthman flank near side. Heckman rolls this way, gets it to Eilerman in space, hit the 44, makes a man miss, and he's wrapped up and chucked out of bounds at the 47. Like the idea, good thought. But tell you what, Anna hustled up and covered Eilerman in a heartbeat and didn't let him go very far.
I'll tell you what, the first person to him has not tackled him all night.
You're exactly right, and that may be the case most all season.
Just such quick feet. Yeah. I mean, you got to break down. You got to be ready. You can't just fly at him because you're going to miss him.
Gain officially of 1, second and 9. Heckman at his 40, looking, throwing to Colton Rose at the 50. He juggles, can't hang on. Rose was running parallel to the line of scrimmage, had it in his grasp, down around his thighs, couldn't tuck it away. It's third and nine, and now Fort Laramie's got to come up with a couple of clutch plays on offense.
Heckman had hit six passes in a row before that one, but that was a drop. That wasn't his fault.
Clock stopped, 2:52 to go in the fourth. Third and nine, Redskins at their own 47. Anna leads 12-7. Under three left in the game. 6 yards behind the line. Heckman calls his number. An expected pass. Heckman runs.
Oh,
he breaks free. Heckman's off to the races.
Ooh.
He's caught from behind. Siggenbusch made a touchdown saving trip up at the 24-yard line. I thought Heckman was gone.
He was gone until he Siggenbusch got his foot with his last reach.
Oh, what a game-saving tackle. For sure a touchdown-saving tackle. But Siggenbusch of Anna, as the Rockets lined up line of scrimmage spread out, thinking Luthman or Eilerman would be a target on third and nine. Heckman called his own number. He rumbled for 30-some, and Anna needs a timeout to regroup. Rockets out of timeouts. Anna 12, Fort Laramie 7, 2:21 left in the fourth. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Laramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS.com.
What a tackle by Siggenbusch of Heckman at the 22. Heckman again. He rams up the middle. 19-18, 17-yard line of Anna with 2:11 to go, fourth quarter. Anna out of timeouts. Fort Laramie's got two left. It's going to be second down for the Redskins and about six to go for a first down. Ball marked for play at the 18 of Anna. What a drive of Fort Laramie, Chuck, which started back at its own nine.
Nine, I know it. And they've had two fourth down plays that they've converted.
Woo! Here's the snap back to Heckman. He keeps right behind Holdhouse. Heckman wedges, stays on his feet. He won't go down. He scrambles to the 15, 14. It's going to be third down for Fort Laramie. And about two and a half to go for a first down. Here come the Redskins to the line of scrimmage in a hurry. 1:26 to go, fourth quarter. 12-7, Anna. Third and 2:16. It's the Wildcat. It's Holdhouse. He bullies to the 8. Maybe Knee went down at the 9. And guess what, Chuck? It's goal to go inside the 10. 1:16, 1:15. Snap back to Holdhouse again. Right tackle. Stays on his feet. He got an opening. He carves out space to the 4. Down to 1:06 to go. Fort Laramie, 2 timeouts left. It's the high octane hurry up offense. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Holdhouse, Wildcat, puts his head down. Nudges to about the 1 or 2. 52, 51. Clock winding down, 12-7, Anna. Where is the line of scrimmage officially, Chuck?
3-yard line.
My mistake. I said it was inside the 2. It's at the 3. Holdhouse puts his head down, plunges. Did he get in? He's close. He's at the 1-yard line. The Wildcat has been the bread and butter for Fort Laramie on this series. We got the ball game coming up. 24 seconds to go. Fort Laramie calls the timeout. The ball marked for play down around the 1. Real difficult for us to see at the far north end of Booster Field. 24.3 left. And let's see, where is the ball marked for play? Scoreboard says three-yard line,
which that means he didn't gain anything on that play, which is kind of strange.
It looked like he gained a yard or two.
Why is he winding the clock? They called a timeout.
Well, the clock is running. 19, 18, 17. Fort Laramie's got a timeout left.
They called one. Why would it be running?
I don't know what's going on. Mass confusion here at Anna, like last week when Fort Laramie was called for delay a game and the play clock wasn't working and only 15 seconds had transpired.
Well, he just called his last timeout. I'm not sure. Maybe the timeout was over and he wound the clock. That's the only thing that makes any sense to me.
Yep, Fort Laramie took extra time for this extra big play. And I apologize to our listeners. I had the football down inside the two, maybe close to the one. Holdhouse apparently had a knee touchdown closer to the three. Fourth down coming up. Fourth and goal, 3-yard line. Redskins had a first and goal just inside the 10. And three Wildcats got them 7+, and that was it.
There we go.
3.1 on the clock. Fort Laramie said, well, we're going to take extra time on the sideline, use another timeout. We're going to make sure of the play we want to employ. And we're going to come out with 3 seconds to go and punch this in for 6.
Well, you got to hope that's how it goes.
At least that's what the Redskins fans on this side of the stadium are hoping. Ball snap back to Holdhouse. He meets resistance to the two. He bounces off, and scores! He scores! Woo! Second, third, fourth effort, Wyatt Holdhouse. Touchdown, Fort Laramie. 13-12. It's over!
Wow.
Pandemonium on the Redskins side of the stadium. It looked like Holdhouse was stopped, Chuck, behind the line of scrimmage. He slid off. He stayed on his feet. He was on top of Anna tacklers who were on the ground. Holdhouse never touched the turf, and he got to the goal line. Great offensive line surge. What a play call for the ages. Wyatt Holdhouse, the MVP of this game.
I don't think I can call anybody else. Everybody else had nice games, but boy, that kid was special for what he would play in a new position tonight.
And I tell you what, Chuck, looking down the road, computer points, Fort Laramie beating D6 Anna here tonight. You know Anna's going to win at least 6 before the season's over. What a drive by Fort Laramie. Redskins took the final, 8 minutes off the clock and went 91 yards in about, 16 plays?
Yeah. just a great win. And, boy, did Anna took no time getting the score off the scoreboard. What a win. What a win for the Redskins, and what a demoralizing loss for the Rockets.
Yep. 2 missed extra points, 2 missed PATs spelled defeat for Anna.
Yep.
And the Redskins take it by a score of 13-12. What a photo finish. Fort Laramie victorious. We'll take a few commercial breaks, catch our breath, our wind, our voice, and then return with more from Booster Field. Fort Laramie Redskins pull it out. Wyatt Holdhouse appeared to be down 2 or 3 times, managed to wedge out the final 2.5 or 3 yards. Anna was tackling him, Chuck, but they were underneath Wyatt.
Yep. They got him. I mean, they got to him, but boy, that kid. I saw him come over at a timeout. That's a solid young man. I mean, he looks like he's got bigger muscles than I do.
You have pretty good muscles.
My goodness, what a terrific football game that was.
What a personnel move of Fort Laramie, moving Wyatt Holdhouse from tight end to running back. And I tell you what, the way Fort Laramie's defense played tonight, Chuck, the Redskins can be for real the rest of the way in the NWC.
Oh, absolutely.
No doubt.
Absolutely. This is one that's going to buoy their confidence to no end.
Yep, let's take a break then, return. Anna players coming over to the Redskins sideline.
They're picking up their sideline markers and everything.
Yep. Rockets played their hearts out, led this game for 47 minutes and 57 seconds.
Yep.
And when the clock said zero, Fort Loramie had just crossed the goal line. The snap from center obviously took place with three ticks on the clock, and the Redskins get a three-yard plunge from Wyatt Oldhouse. He would not be denied. Looked like he was tackled three, four times. Again, Anna players were on him, draped all over him. They were under him, and as a result, Oldhouse never hit the ground. And he kept kicking those legs and knees, and he got to the goal line, and the Redskins offensive line jumped for joy and celebrated. Fort Loramie wins a 13-12 upset tonight here at Anna's Booster Field. We'll take these breaks, then return, Chuck, on scorersbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Sigabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are blue ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma,
Fanuc, and more. We service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Well, I hope you'll be able to hear us. We've got a lot of cleanup going on here at Anna Stadium at the moment. Booster Field, the scene of tonight's win by Fort Loramie, upset fashion, 13-12 over Anna. D7 beats D6. Backyard rivalry, which started last year, is now one game apiece, 1-1. To recap, Fort Loramie took 8 to 9 minutes, went 91 yards in 17 plays or so to score on a snap from center with 3 seconds to go. Line of scrimmage was somewhere between the 2 and 3 yard line, and Fort Loramie had 2 timeouts left, took a timeout before that final play. Redskins were very late leaving the sideline. In fact, the official had said, "Your timeout's over." He was winding the play clock.
Right.
Redskins were still at the bench, making sure that everything was in sync. Everybody was on the same page for that final play. And Wyatt Holdhouse and the Wildcat took that football over the right side of the Redskins' offensive line. And it looked like he was submerged 2 or 3 times.
He got hit here first.
Yes, got hit high. Got hit in the midsection. Anna players were underneath him. He never did get to the ground. A knee never touched until he got to the goal line.
That was terrific.
He was on top of the green, all right. Not the green grass, but he was on top of Anna players. And it was a touchdown offensive line for Fort Loramie. They get kudos. Their second half performance, Chuck.
Oh.
That offensive line for the Redskins
absolutely
was unbelievable.
Well, I know I'm unofficial, but I had Loramie out gaining them 194-2 in the second half. And it didn't have a first down.
And on
in the second half.
Two series, they went in reverse.
Yep. Oh, I mean, what a effort by Fort Loramie. What a terrific win.
The Redskins dominating time of possession second half tonight, like Minster dominated
exactly.
It on them last week. And some personnel tweaks. Fort Loramie made the adjustments, and they proved to be successful.
Probably the best football coaching staff in the state of Ohio. Nice job, Mike.
Great win. As the Fort Loramie assistants leave the press box behind them, behind us, I should say. Nick Marino's Anna team played really hard.
Oh, they did.
Both teams on defense, aggressive, clean hits, jarring tackles all night long. And these two teams played each other like they know each other and will continue to play each other like there was a whole lot at stake. I don't know what we call it, the Fort Loramie Swanders Road Trophy?
Whatever you want to call it. I tell you what, it was just a great win for these young men.
But offensive line for the Redskins, just let me find my roster here. Here's Spencer. Oh, we've got Spencer. I was hoping Spencer Wells might see us. He's up here in the booth, and you've got to fill us in, Spencer, on the last drive. 17 plays or so, 8-9 minutes, 91 yards. You had two timeouts left.
And when you got down inside the 10, you wound up using one at the 3.
Yeah.
You went high octane.
Yep.
Didn't give Anna a chance to get its wind.
No.
And you went the last 10 yards in four plays, and Wyatt Holdhouse was the man of the hour. I don't know what happened on those last 2.5, 3 yards.
He spun out of it, yeah.
He kept bouncing and bouncing and bouncing, and the guys were underneath him, but Wyatt never hit the turf until he got to the goal line stripe.
Man, first off, what an effort by our guys. Oh, my gosh. Love each and every one of them. You know, we talked before the game that this game was going to be won one play at a time. We just got to take the only way we can beat Anna is one play at a time. Don't focus on winning the game, winning the first half, winning the first quarter, the first drive. It's just one play, and they're 5 seconds at a time, and we're going to need every last one of them. And we went on the final play. Wyatt Holdhouse ran his butt off. The offensive line, they knew we were going to run. The offensive line ran their butt off. I mean, let's talk about the offensive line. We got two seniors in Dylan Meyer, Sebastian Barhorst. They are there on the interior, and that's where we were punching them. Junior Zach Siegel and Grady Bornhorst did an outstanding job. And then how about a sophomore, Davis Gabeau? We were running counter specifically behind him, and boy, did he step up. Tyson Lemkin, Lemkolt, Colton Rose blocking at the tight end spots. And then, you know, Jaden and Tanner Eilerman made enough catches for us. Heckman made enough throws for us. And Wyatt Holdhouse at B, we knew, we talked about, we watched the film, and this is all respect to Anna, but we watched the film and we showed clip after clip and said, guys, we are the more physical team. Look at this. This ain't me telling you. Watch the film. And as the game went on, you could hear the guy saying that, like, we are more physical. We are more physical. Just keep punishing them. And we had them gassed at the end. I mean, all due respect, I don't want to sound arrogant because I got a ton of respect for Ian and their coaches. It's just more a compliment to our players that they just kept grinding it out.
Well, the game was dominated by defense.
Yes.
The hits were,
how about that?
The hits were hard.
Yep.
They were clean. They were aggressive.
Yeah.
Two teams playing like they knew each other.
Yeah.
And they were backyard rivals, which they are. Tanner Heckman, some big runs in that last drive.
Well, so they started really rushing our edge. So we had to run Tanner because we had to put one of the tight ends on the backside to protect our backside edge because they were started chasing everything down. You guys saw that. So when we put another tight end on the ball, that's typically the lead blocker for Wyatt. Well, we lost the lead blocker for Wyatt. Now Wyatt has to become the lead blocker for Heckman. And so we just told him, we're like, heck, you just follow Wyatt up through the hole. And so not only did Wyatt run really hard, he blocked really well for Tanner. And Tanner ran really, really hard. I mean, what a gamer. You know, what a gamer. And he had a terrific game. And he didn't flinch. He didn't flinch. Our guys didn't flinch. We kept saying, what? The next play. It's just the next one. We've talked about this. And one other thing, not to go on a tangent, but you know, we knew we'd been tested. We had a very physical, very good opponent in Minster last week, and we knew that was going to be to our advantage, and it was. You know, we have been through adversity, and this time we came out of it successfully, and you know, we've had a lot of big wins. I've been here 9 years. I've been honored to be a part of a lot of big ones.
I was going to ask you,
regular season, the biggest win in the history of our program.
That's what I thought you'd say.
I think that's safe to say. It's just a gutsy, and because it was everybody.
Yeah, big one up at LCC.
Well, I wasn't there for that one. I was listening.
That's
you remember
right.
that? No,
That's
but that
right.
was a huge one too. Will Holland running all over the place.
Your wife was giving birth.
Yeah, we were in the hospital. But no, it's just. I say this, guys. We needed that.
Yeah.
We needed
to
win one of those. It'd been a little while, and we needed to prove to ourselves that we can win these games.
I am totally unofficial on stats because I watched the game too.
Yeah.
Much. I had you 194-2. In the second half advantage, I didn't have Anna getting the first down.
Wow, think of that.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
That's going to be close.
Yes.
It might not be exact, but that's going to be close.
Yes.
So not only did Wyatt Holdhouse fuel the offense, big difference week one to week two. Your defense, marked improvement from week one to week two.
Now we face a lot of good players, and I mean, Columbus Grove is going to have a lot of good players. LCC, we know, but I mean, you're hard pressed to find a better athlete than Ziegenbusch.
Yep.
And the fact that we bottled him up, didn't give up the big one, just kept making them grind it. And again, that played into our game plan. We're the more physical team. Let's just make them grind it. Make them have to grind it. And our defense played so good. That's the best defense that we played. And it's so gutsy. I mean, my gosh, so proud of those guys.
That was the right verb. You bottled him up.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you did. Holden Grillo.
And he's only a sophomore. And gosh, he battles. I think we have six sophomores that start for us. And I know we have six that start for us. And they're all gutsy. And they all made plays tonight. Emmett Lemkel made a lot of plays on defense on the interior. Holden Grillo out there at corner. Jaden Luthman and Tanner Eilerman. Davis Gabeau blocking for us. I mean, I feel like I'm forgetting one, but, well, Wyatt Holdhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned Wyatt. Running the ball. So he didn't do too bad either, right? So, what a fun night, man. That's what football's all about.
Six turnovers. Would you have ever thought at one point we get six turnovers and only three touchdowns in the game?
I know.
And I thought it would have been just the reverse.
Yeah.
Six touchdowns.
And it was frustrating at times because they didn't really stop us a whole lot tonight.
No.
I mean, they got some stops, but we just kind of missed some things and but hey, when we had to have it in the end, our guys were gutsy, and they wasn't that wow, that was 17 play? Is that what you said?
We unofficially 17, 18 plays.
Wow.
What, you converted two fourth downs?
Yes.
Two fourth
three.
Downs?
Three. That last one was a fourth
that's
down.
That's right, the last
one.
That's right, three.
The one you called down here.
Yeah. Three.
Yeah, we had, what yard line were we on, the 17 or 19? Yeah.
Let's give Anna a lot of credit. Rockets played extremely well. They'll win six, maybe seven, who knows. It's a team that I think this year believed it had aspirations of coming close to doing what the 2019 team did.
Yeah.
That team went to the state Final Four and won it all in Division VI.
I tell you.
This club for Anna has 17 starters back. Did graduate Zeb Plyman, Nolan Wilt, two all-state performers. Wilt, all-MAC defensive player. So Anna's still growing.
There
didn't benefit from winning 60-0 last week.
Well, I tell you this, though, in all due respect, and that's why we feel so proud of this victory is because of Anna and how much respect Coach Marino and how motivated and how talented they are. I wouldn't write them off. They're a really, really good football team, and they're going to accomplish a lot.
So what tweaks do you now make between weeks two and three after these great productive moves you made from week one to week two? I'm just pulling your leg.
Well, we might, I was just going to joke. Yeah, we might just, we're going to run the football and make enough plays in the pass game. And I tell you, you know what, and defensively tackle you and make you earn it. You know, I'm just so proud of our defense. Yes. The tackling improved tremendously. That was a key. I know the defensive staff talked a lot about that. We got to get their legs. We're too tall, too high. And you saw the difference tonight. I mean, we got Ziegenbusch's legs. I mean, in the backfield a few times, tackles for loss. I mean, that's why we were able to bottom up our tackling. So, yeah.
I don't know if either quarterback completed 50% before it was said and done. Tanner Heckman might have been close.
Yeah.
Close. In the end, 15 to 20.
How many rushing yards did we have? You know how many rushing yards it was?
I had
157. Awesome.
As a team.
Yep.
As a team.
And we grinded those out.
And Ziegenbusch was well below 50-50 throwing the football, and your defense had so much to do with that.
Yep.
Anna will look back on this game 5 or 6 weeks from now and say, well, the Fort Loramie was really good.
Yep.
That was maybe one of our weaker performances of the year. But they'll get deep into the MAC schedule, and they're going to realize how well Fort Loramie compares with those MAC programs.
Yeah, I tell you what, man. We were right there last week with Minster. We missed out on some opportunities, but we got better tonight, and we found a way. And you know what? We're just going to keep focused on one play at a time. It seemed to work tonight. So I appreciate you guys. I got to head back over here, but I appreciate you guys so much. And, go Redskins.
So the Fort Loramie Swanders Championship, the Fort Loramie Swanders Road Championship goes to Fort Loramie this year.
I love it. I'd love to see what that trophy looks like. Yeah. Take care, guys.
Nice job, Coach.
Thank you. All the credit in the world to Anna. Rockets had a lead of 12-7. All the way down until the final tick off the clock, Chuck.
Tough way to lose.
Ooh, my goodness gracious.
Tough way to lose. And I know, and you know,
We're here for both teams. We love both teams. Love to watch them play. But Coach Wells was coming up, and I just felt like that was a good time to give him the headset. And that's not like me. We don't talk to coaches. I want to go home. But I wanted to hear what he had to say.
Oh, what a fabulous game. Fabulous game. Again, the fact that Fort Loramie played defense so well, it didn't let Anna run up four or five touchdowns, which the Rockets are so used to doing.
Right.
You know, they score four or five touchdowns with this offensive attack, and Fort Loramie didn't let that happen. And then special teams play. Punting was very good, both clubs, but Anna missed two extra point kicks.
Absolutely, and you hit it on the head before the game. You said that the Anna play in Spencerville mm-hmm. was a negative for them last week, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking, you know what? Mm-hmm. Sometimes if they would have beat them 30-0 or 30-8, but 60-0, you're thinking, okay, they're just going to roll. No, Loramie had other plans.
Yeah, Loramie had a little more of an edge about them in this game than did Anna, and that's for sure. And I really think Fort Loramie being tested like they were last week was motivation, impetus to rebound. And the personnel changes were instrumental for sure.
Right.
Where are we on commercials? Two more spots?
I got two more, and Keegan probably wants to go home. So
let's
round this out.
Let's round this out. You're right. We'll come back after two breaks. Promo our game next Friday night, Fort Loramie and Lehman. When we come back, 13-12, it is Fort Loramie over Anna in a terrific game here tonight at Booster Field on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden. Start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Up a 17 or 18 play drive before Loramie, utilizing the last 8 to 9 minutes off the clock. 91-yard march resulted in a touchdown as the clock ticked down to zero. Wyatt Holdhouse managed to squirt his way into the end zone the final 3 yards. He kept bouncing and bouncing and bouncing off Anna tacklers from the 3 to the 2 to the 1 to the goal line. He would not be denied, and Fort Loramie upsets Anna by a score of 13-12. Six turnovers in the game. Anna missed 2 extra points, and no offense from Anna in the second half. Fort Loramie's defense stopped him cold. We had Anna unofficially -2 in the final 2 quarters of this game. Fort Loramie plays Lehman next Friday night at Sydney Stadium. Airtime 6:20 here on Scores Broadcast. Chuck enjoyed it so much. What a night here at Anna's Booster Field.
Great game. Great game for both teams. It was just fun.
Yeah, I thought it could be a really good game because I didn't think Anna helped themselves at all in week one, but beating Spencerville 60-0, and I knew Anna, or I knew Fort Loramie would be motivated after that stern test they received from Minster in week one.
Absolutely.
12-7, Anna led until Fort Loramie scored in the very last play of the game to eke it out 13-12. Thanks to our online listeners so much tonight. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Anna's Booster Field. It is 13-12, the final. Fort Loramie knocks off the Anna Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Ruchi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Ruchi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Ruchi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Ruchi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.